4 weeks have passed. There has been no shows, no insanity, and no bullshit.
But far enough.
Yeah, that's difficult bullshit. But now, the boys return to open their ass once again on the world.
You're sick. I'm not feeling well myself.
Neither am I. Everyone's sick.
You want to hear this show, you old bag? It's making it real fucking sick.
Everyone's going to be sick. By the end of this episode, it'll be like that episode of Turtles, you know, where they're all sick and Nurse Metalhead has to come.
But chicken soup.
April, can you get me a water? Anyway, that's not a line I'm supposed to say. That's right. We're back with another episode of The Ass.
Yeah, that's right. Not worth a kick ass. We're back.
I didn't catch the name.
Well, bitch, we didn't catch the name. It was too bad luck for your side. Go fuck yourself, you old cow.
Well, you can't be that. We didn't mean that mean to her. She's old, and she could be a fan. She could have thousands of other fans, friends who could become fans. Fans all over. We need all the fans we can get at the moment. Yeah. Have you seen the comments?
Yeah, I've seen Tom Brady's comments. Tom Brady, he loves me.
I reckon he might be Australian, that guy.
I reckon he's a fucking idiot.
I just got this idea because I noticed he put a link
he's
up to.
He's named after a person of the Brady Bunch. He's a fucking idiot.
No, he's not.
Tom Brady.
Isn't that. Now, that's a footballer. Yeah. That's an American footballer.
From the Brady Bunch.
That's right. He was in Ted 2.
This is a story about a fuckwit on movie spoilers who gives me the shits every week. What are we talking about?
Oh, there's going to be more comments this week.
It is true, you know. Like, we do need the support of the fans. You know, a show not worth a kick in the ass. It's not for everyone. It's not for all the people out there in the world.
Fortunately, I love.
All right, well, that's one. But I'm not even sure if
I'm surprised.
Fan.
That old bag enjoys the title.
Yeah, that's right.
Fans have been missing us. They've been begging us to come back.
All right, enough of the Hall. Mrs. Hall, how's the weather?
I thought it was going to be pretty warm. But in the event, of course, it turned out to be pretty cool, really. Then it began to cloud up this afternoon, quite contrary to the weather forecast, naturally.
Shut the fuck up, you cunt! Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
Get Norton with a kick in the ass.
I can already tell this is going to be a winner. This is going to be a real winner.
Well, that's the effect you have on Cody when you bring that virus back with you.
All right, so we've got to listen. Now, look, I've got to apologize for the way we both sound. We both just had a fantastic four.
We went to that forbidden zone, where the fuck
a
I
lot
went.
Of tears. It could look. We're going to talk about it later. But
I haven't even seen it.
9% on Rotten Tomatoes. It couldn't be that bad.
It could be as worse as Robert Carlyle's new movie.
What's that?
That new Sinister 2. It's got even a less review.
That's it.
Yeah, like 6%.
Robert Carlyle.
Not Robert Carlyle, would you? Cargill.
Oh, yeah. I just...
Carlyle from Spill.
Yeah, Carlyle from Spill. But it's Robert Carlyle. Like, what's he got to do with it?
Yeah, well, his movie's got like 6%.
I couldn't see Carlyle from Spill doing the full Monty.
Or being a James Bond girl.
I can't have touch. Which means he would have got with Elektra. What's her name?
Elektra, Carmen Elektra.
No, Elektra was the character. I can never remember. Sophia Bush. No, Sophia.
Braveheart.
You
wife.
Know the one I'm talking about. Sophie Musso. Wasn't Sophia at all?
Sophia Loren.
Is that the one from Golden Girls?
Sophia Coppola.
No, I was thinking Sophia from the Golden
Sophia.
Girls.
Sophia. Oh, what the hell is that?
Spinotti?
Yeah,
Well, we were talking. People, welcome to this world breaking. Podcast about
we got
nothing.
Robert Cargill.
We're very sick.
Spill to,
very sick.
To the old
turn off the show now
from Golden Girls.
Because Robert
Fantastic
Carlyle
to Golden Girls.
I couldn't see Sophia from the Golden Girls being the woman who sleeps with Bond and then betrays him. In The World Is Not Enough.
I could.
For the Golden Girls. The world is not golden enough for Sophia.
The man with the golden girl.
I could see when she's got Bond in the torture device, like, and she's just boring him to death. Like, picture it, Sicily, 1968. I had to have a few drinks. And Bond just said, kill me now.
Oh, I enjoyed the Golden Girls.
Yeah, well, me too. Golden
the
Girls.
The original Sex and the City
I was
going
to say, Golden Girls
fun,
is what Sex and the City could have
been.
could have been.
I'd rather see them fuck on screen than that.
I meant to say congratulations on the last Fire It Up. It was really good. I was surprised. But the feedback I saw, it's weird to see feedback where people actually enjoy things.
Everyone hates Tommy.
Is that it? No, not everyone. Not everyone.
Not his new pin-up boy.
We'll get to that in a sec. See, I've got a list.
You know, I've got to apologize, okay? We've gone on too far. But
no, I've been a week. Scotty, I'm going to have to say sorry. Scotty, I don't know. Scotty. Scotty. I don't even know who you are. But I've been away for a week and a bit in Melbourne. So all I know about this is that Cody went to Austin.
For the double toasted 1 year anniversary.
Why did he do that for? I don't know. He
looked so bored.
Did he?
In the photos I've seen him in, it's him just sitting there like, the most playing on his phone, couldn't care. Look, he went there for be bored to death.
Because Fantastic Four come. Was CJ there?
CJ was there.
Oh, okay, well maybe that would be enough to get me to go.
Two people. to go to an event. Hosted by Corey and his puppets.
Tony was there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to, because I've actually got this as a topic. This sounds terrible. I've never heard Double Toasted once.
No.
Not deliberately. Deliberately.
And I'm not even attacking Corey or the website Double Toasted.
I just know how you and P1 are just violently.
Because it's shit. It's a fucking shit sign. Corey's going to happen. And I'll tell you why.
Corey, if you're listening to this, please don't come back and say, oh, have you guys listened to your own podcast lately?
Because, I don't give a fuck what he thinks.
Because I don't necessarily agree with Wayne. No, I haven't heard your show.
The difference is I'm not a fucking puppet. I'm not their bloody... Okay. I said this on Fire It Up. Mm. Here he is talking about Tommy. We've been good friends. He's talking about movies. Where was that cunt at any of the spill events? Where was he brought up on Fire It Up? No. It's bullshit. He's a fucking manufactured co-host.
You and P1 don't get serious about anything to this topic.
Yeah, because it pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know what the facts is? It pisses me off. No, because he talks about Tommy being, oh yeah, we're good friends, we talk about this. He was never at one spill event, not spoken about once. He's a manufactured fucking host. It's bullshit.
He's got a good hat, though.
Huh?
He's gonna. You're talking about my Facebook friend. I'll have you know.
I feel like what's his name? What's his name? The Andy from Karate Kid 3. He's a fake. He's a phony.
Mike Barnes. The thing is always going to be. It was always going to be. I mean, it sounds like I haven't given the new guys a go, so I can't really say what the new cast is like.
People want to enjoy their shows. Go ahead, but if you look at all their fans, none of the original Spill crew are there.
What are you talking about? Cody was there?
I don't count him.
CJ?
I don't count him. No, but look. Look at Jordan Cobb. Biggest fan of Spill.
Yeah.
Didn't give a shit about it. Yeah. Stuff like that. People who are originally big fans.
Jordan Marquez? Actually, does he? Does he like it?
I don't know. It's cheap.
And that's an original Spill member you're talking about.
Right? Yeah, okay, yeah. Original fucking Spill.
It was always going to be hard replacing Tony and Chris. It was always going to be hard replacing those guys.
The same thing, but when you're replacing with people who have forced their way on the show, it would be like you bringing one of your mates.
I was going to try and get a Dahlia on the show.
That's your wife.
Permanent host. Yeah, just like she could be my own Yoko. Well, she's Asian. That's the stuff.
So you're calling yourself legendary screen John Lennon.
And I actually posed naked on an album cover once. Just no one saw it.
Imagine if there was no Tommy.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, Tommy.
We come together right now.
Okay, so that's the
Tommy.
Group. That's the group. That's your opinion. Now, what is it? I feel like
Paul. Well, I agree. That's your opinion. You're entitled to.
What is it about Tommy specifically? And you can't just say because he smokes weed.
Do you really?
Do you
want this show to end in 3 hours? Because if you want to meet a list, I'll go.
Okay? Give me three reasons. I wish we had P1 on dial now. I wish we had. I was going to say, I wish we had Tommy. I wish we had him doing this show.
You're his friend.
Yeah, he is. Me and him go way back. So far, way back.
Why did he add you?
Well, I'm a fairly likable guy.
Yeah, and all the people are like, I had this person from Australia, Luke Smale. No idea who he is.
Maybe.
He must have been stoned every day.
Maybe I like my. He's got a hat. I've got a hat. We all got hats.
There's the connection.
That's how he met Martin. Martin's got a hat. It's why do you reckon he doesn't have Tony?
You turn the shoes on because, time.
Because they've got they don't have hats. Okay, so three reasons that can be as detailed as you want.
Oh,
about
boy.
What you don't like about Tommy Lee Jones. About Tommy.
Never turns up on time.
Yeah, but never. Corey never turned up on time.
He's being paid to host a show that runs on a... Okay, just say we're streaming this live.
Mm.
People are waiting for us. Mm. He turns up an hour late.
Oh, wow.
Disrespectful to the fans. You know why? Because he's a fucking
stoner. Oh, yeah. Unlike us, we're never... Unlike you, you're never disrespectful to the fans. What did we just say to Tom Brady? Fuck you, you are.
Tom Brady knows I love all the bad feedback. Thrive on that shit. Yeah, bring all the hate. I love it. I fucking love it.
We haven't even gotten into one topic yet, but keep going.
Unlike Corey, who'll defend everything. It'll be like us defending everything we do and say. And I'm not going to do that.
Mm. I don't like Tom Cruise.
I give reasons why? No, I just don't like
it. Is that a second reason? I'm not sure. That can be still first.
Tommy is a late, turning up, drug addict, unfunny fucking idiot.
So there's nothing funny about it?
No.
I'm sure. Didn't Cody say he's a funny guy?
Yeah, don't go there.
I don't know. I mean,
don't go. The P1 won't happy.
Wasn't
he? I haven't heard the show. He had to play it back. He's like, didn't you say that?
What? I could see P1 just sitting there afterwards, like, and just rewinding.
Like he fell off the chair.
And you get that, like, you know, that chipmunk sound, like, no. Tommy's a funny guy.
Bastard.
Just like, look at the screen. How could you? Like, it's like someone who discovered the ultimate evidence.
No, I look like Ray. When you're looking at the eyes of Vigo the couple. Staring.
Stunned. It's like, no, Kevin Costner, you know, when they're in Robin and Prince of Thieves, when they see the burning arrow.
Tornadoes.
My God. No. If it was a tornado, it would have been P1 at the airport holding Cody. We're getting on that plane just shaking. Don't get on there. Don't get on that plane.
I know we were giving shit to Cody. I mean, you know what? He went there to have fun. Good luck to him.
Well, sounds like he didn't have fun.
It's just the photos you see. Okay. Keep talking through. I'm going to see if I can... Oh, I can't because I signed out of Scott. I was going to try and find that photo of Cody sitting in a double...
Cody, how does it make you feel that Wayne's been looking at photos of you all the week?
People keep sending photos. He torments the poor bastard by sending all these horrible photos all the time.
All right, so that's... What would it take to get you and P1...
Onto Double Toasted? I would love to do that.
That would be great, I got to say. What would it take to get you to listen back to him again? Who are the new hosts, apart from Tommy?
Shia, whatever.
Shia LaBeouf?
The one who didn't know who Tony was.
I don't fucking know who that is.
You don't know who...
I don't know who she is.
But she didn't know who Tony was. Now, that's not the issue with that. She was brought on... look, people say, oh, she's brought on because she's funny. She's brought on for her looks. And all the people defending her are fucking ugly, fat-ass nerds. So supposedly, of course, you're going to defend the hot-looking chick.
Mm.
You got no chance of scoring with her, you fucking idiots anyway. So don't fucking defending her.
Mm.
And I got nothing against her. It's Corey for bringing her onto it.
Yeah, so she's not talented? Is that what it to be?
No, she's not.
No, okay.
She sits there, flicking her hair around, like fuck off. She don't belong on the show. Fuck off.
Flicking her hair around.
Seriously. What she does. That's her talent.
What, just spinning her hair around, like, trying to create a tornado?
That's her fucking talent. To sit there and look good, and then...
I know, I've kind of got a bit of that myself. That's P1, if ever I've heard it.
Oh, P1, better look at the cheese.
Yeah. Oh.
No, but the thing is, P1 doesn't bring people on.
Solely
to agree with him. Corey's done that.
Well,
he's got his minions.
Well, I mean, I can't...
That's what they are, they're minions.
I can't talk about Corey or anything like that, but I can say P1 will always put people on the show who he thinks are talented.
P1 will...
Apart from me.
Okay, I'll tell you, P1 will have his opinion, and no one changing that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Same with us, okay. We have our opinion. It's like the whole Doctor Doom versus Shredder thing.
No, right, yeah.
Which, that's not good. Which they still haven't done Doctor Doom good. 3 attempts and still.
We're
going to
talk about that movie later. But first, I'm going to talk about something very important.
Me,
because that was just number one on my list.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do. I was down in Melbourne, right? Melbourne for my.
It seems like we're just talking about this. Oh wait, that was my trip.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I just got back, and you just went back down.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last show, wasn't it?
Yeah!
Our last show was so memorable, I fucking can't remember a single thing about it. No one. But, yeah, no,
they kind of blend into the madness.
You would have loved...
I guarantee we would have spoken about Ghostbusters somewhere on it.
Yeah, okay, and we are going to talk about that too. I've got good news.
They're cancelling Ghostbusters? I thought they were talking about. Damn it.
No, in fact, no, hold on, it's bad news.
Somewhat, okay, I think it was
Admiral Ackbar.
No! I was going to say Amethyst Chaos, but I don't know if it was her who sent me the link. It was a joke. Ghostbusters 3 has been cancelled, and I'm like, Ernie Hudson at the end. I love this town, and then I was like, oh, jokes on you. I went, you motherfucker.
Nice going. What are you trying to do? Drown me?
Literally, it was like, oh my god, really? Oh, fuck. And it was like pure anger.
I don't want to get too political, but in Melbourne, I encountered someone. We're having a gigantic debate in Australian politics at the moment. You can't imagine how big about. Whether gay marriage should be allowed or not.
Couldn't care.
Yeah, I know you couldn't.
Therefore, let them get married. I couldn't give a shit.
But the funny part was, gay people. They're hilarious.
Hilarious.
But in Melbourne, I nearly got whacked out by Bidel. How are those two things connected? I'm about to tell you.
Just a Bidel by itself.
There was a guy, have you ever seen a drunk, like...
Plenty of them. P1.
No, but I mean, a drunk... person going on about religion and that. There was a guy in Melbourne, you know where Crown Casino is?
Yeah,
which
big.
Is like the heart of Melbourne.
Yep.
There was a guy just a Bidel in one hand, swinging it around, bottle in the other. And he was going on about,
I was
oh my god! And he was like,
I can't say American.
Well, might have been American. What, have you got something against Americans in Melbourne?
If they're coming down to preach the Bible drunk, yeah.
Just swing. I'm telling you, he's like, I'm not even married, but if I was married, I would be married to a woman. It's like just going on. He's like, oh, my God spoke, when God had a chat to me, he told me to marry a woman. And he's swinging the Bible around, and Nina Dali walked past him, and I had to... It looked so cowardly. I jumped right behind him. He's coming right at me.
Because I'm like you, I don't want to even get involved with them, because the moment they mention and grab hold of you, have you found the Lord? It's like, no,
I've been looking for him everywhere. You seen that book, Where's Waldo?
Yeah, where's Jesus?
Yeah, that's a... And you're just, you can't even find me.
I have a whole book of people nailing up in crosses. Can you pick the real Jesus?
Yeah, which one's got a beard? Yeah, that's right. Where's Jesus?
Oh, that sounds like a good concept.
Where's Jesus? Yeah, that's right. And yeah, you got to look for the crosses. And it's not that cross. That cross has four nails. It's the wrong nail.
You have to look for the crown of thorns.
I was going to bring up some people. We've got a new segment that we're going to talk about later.
No.
But it's basically what it is. It's literally called What I Just Don't Get. All right.
Which I think has to be renamed. What's the point?
But I was going to have a religious one today, but I'm thinking there's plenty of time and plenty of things to bring up.
The great thing about religion, it ain't going nowhere.
It's an endless amount of... What? It's an endless amount of... God's white, really? Because there wouldn't be white people back then. Anyway, so that happened. And then on the plane back, I listened to an hour and a half.
Max cast.
No. Oh, actually, I don't know if it's worse. We have a show here called The Bachelor.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if that's in America.
Yeah.
It is.
Some cunt gives some bitches a rose.
I pick you. That's The Bachelorette. And everything. Anyway, there was these two old women on the back of the plane. Yeah, hanging on. The wind. We could fall off this plane, but I want to talk to you about The Bachelor.
It's a bit windy out here.
It's just like it was on The Bachelor, outside in the wind. Behind me, on the plane, and they were chatting about that show. One of them turned around and said, that is the modern equivalent of Dallas. Like, what? So, first of all, I don't know if Dallas is such a classic.
So, who shot J.R.? Who shot The Bachelor?
Bachelor comes on as J.R. Ewing. And he gets confused. He looks for his genie.
I don't get... And it seems to be... Look, this is sexist. A lot of women go for that shit. You notice that?
They like crap shows.
Is that it? I don't know. Like, you don't hear many guys say, oh, I've got to get home for The Bachelor.
Even if it was the other way around, The Bachelor...
Guys can be guilty with Big Brother. I've known some guys that like Big Brother.
Man,
that's
stupid.
I'm like, really? I just don't... what I don't get, okay? reality TV, I just don't... And people say to me, oh, but it's not like... It's like, deep down, I'm sure you've got a fan of some reality TV. No, there's no one of them. I sit there and I go, you know, I'm going to see that tonight. Not one. There's not one
I'm
show.
I'm trying to think, and I can't think of any.
I mean,
none.
I kind of respect on Idol that you have to sing well. But even that is stretching it.
And
I
like the host.
I like the hopeless ones who go on. They know they can't sing. They're like, you know what I'm going to do? Fucking embarrass myself in front of millions of people.
I wait for a a contestant to go on there. Yeah. You know, they say, we really don't think you're a good singer. And I would turn around and say, why the fuck are you sitting down there not singing then? You're a judge.
Yeah.
Why don't you go release an album? Because you're fucking useless.
But they're making all those people like Delta Goodrum and all that, a lot of the music nowadays is coming through that
music
show.
Music today, shit.
Yeah. I got into an argument with someone about that once. They were saying, music's just evolved. I'm like, yeah, it's evolved, all right. It's fucking going out of business.
That's okay. The one thing I'll mention about watching Straight Outta Compton is listening.
What?
Straight Outta Compton.
I thought you said Australia's Compton.
Australia's Compton. Oh, Jesus.
Fucking get over here. You're arrested. Now, look. Okay. Now, before we go into a review of it, actually, let me finish my last story.
No, I wasn't going
to
talk.
But we'll go to that in a sec. You know, probably worst thing that happened in my trip to Melbourne was the last night before we were about to go back. I was going to say back
to the future.
I was going to say back to America. I'm like, hold on. Oh, Sydney. God, I must be sick. Basically, Adalia had an SMS, no shit, from Jetstar. They went something like this. They said, flight's cancelled tomorrow, mechanical problem. Sorry, you'll have to make your own way back. That was me.
That's all, folks.
No shit, that's what happened. That's what happened.
That's Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, SMS to me. Sorry, Doc. It would have been awesome if your Sammy Sam was the one.
Oh.
Like in that episode. Would have been, I parachuted into Sydney. But the, can you fucking... Bunch of bastards. This is what,
Jetstar are assholes.
Well, look, I'll be honest. I'm a cheap man. You might have noticed. I'm a very cheap man. I will travel miles to save 50 cents. Oh, not quite that much. But you know how cheap I am. Like
look after your budget.
I like money. I don't really like what it represents, but I like it being there. Kind of like underwear. I don't like what it represents, but I appreciate it being there.
That has got to be the most fucking retarded comment you've ever made.
Oh, yeah, it'd be up there.
It's like Tommy. I don't really appreciate
it. Does he wear underwear?
Over his head, I would. Maybe. Don't really appreciate it, but I'm glad he's there just to hang shit on.
I'd love to see underwear over that hat.
Pull it around his neck and choke him.
So we had to turn up, hang around for 2 or 3 hours, and then someone said, are you looking for a plane to Sydney? Yeah, I'm looking for a plane. Like, get in the line. All right, that's what we're doing. And then they're like, oh, by the way, you have to fill in your own flight details and shit. So by the time you ended up, just go to the front desk. All you need to do is put a bag up there. And still, there was fucking thousands of people.
That's Jetstar for you, though. Their lines are shit. Well, we flew down there with them as well.
Oh, Jetstar.
Oh, God. It was...
Look, I mean, the service...
I just met some shady guy.
You're looking for an airplane? Yeah, yes. Got some cheap flights out the back.
That would be even awesome if he just he opens his jacket, got a fucking airplane.
Yeah, climb on board. Yeah. Do you want one? Yeah. Do you want a plane?
That's how Elvis got his plane. Talking to some shady bastard. All right, did you want to do your straight out of Compton?
Not really.
No, all right.
No, we're just talking about like music, like the fact.
Okay, I'm going to ask it because I have no idea. About it. What is this movie about?
Rappers.
All right, yeah.
It's literally about the struggle that they went through as artists and musicians. And
I can identify well.
Yeah. You know, look.
I've heard it's good.
It is the most...
According to Tommy, it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
It is the most overrated piece of shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It is dreadful. It is poorly acted. The music is shit. The only... talent in it. It's Paul Giannini.
I can see the comments already coming.
It is pure old gangster crap.
Really?
Fucking hate it, actually. I'm like, P-Wade probably turned the show off by now. God damn you, Wayne!
That look, what was the look? What was the look you were talking about?
Well, the Ray from
Ghostbusters. I love the shaking of the head.
No, but in seriousness, it is a really good film.
Yeah.
If you're not even into, hip hop or if you don't follow the careers of Ice Cube or Dr. Dre or that shit, it's just very.
Is he a natural doctor?
Yeah. I don't know what the thing is. I don't know why they still call him Dr. Dre or Ice Cube. That's the one thing I've always wanted to know. They never ever explained.
Did either one of them get killed?
Ice Cube's still around.
Is he? Which was the one who got shot?
Ice Cube's
notorious.
Notorious B.I.G. He was
still big.
Well, apparently the Straight Outta Compton sequel relate more to that line and the Tupac storyline. Which, right. Hey, we all know how that's going to end.
Tupac becomes Superman.
Look, he could. But no, look, it was good. I mean, I'm not going to go into deep. People have all said how great it is, so go check it out. Well, that was an interesting behind the scenes.
One thing I was going to, I've been talking about a film doco that I've been watching. Adele got it for my birthday. It's The History of Film. And it's about 15 episodes worth. Some of the listeners might have heard from it, the two people that are listening.
Yeah, not me. That's right. Tom Brady, of course. I'm the biggest fan.
And it's 15 plus. But it's,
how would a Tom Brady actually be that he was Tom Brady, the footballer?
Come over. We'll have you on the show.
Yeah, I'll steal your fucking money.
But basically, the funny part about the narrator is Scottish, right, for the show. But he ends every single statement in this doco with a question.
Oh,
so it's one of those. So it's like, the film was made in 1883.
Like he's thinking about it.
It's like, because it goes through everything. But can you imagine everything like this? Like, it was like sound was added in 1928. Can you imagine?
So it was narrated by Jack Palance.
No, it was like
you were the one.
So, but I eventually, because I started driving Dahlia crazy, just talking in that way, like so. I said, 1983, I did a big shit. I used 33 rolls of toilet paper. But part of what was on that doco, which is what I'm going to go to, was a movie made in... Now, the 70s were a peak time for movies, so I thought this film doco was going to analyze...
I know
Jaws,
where you go with it.
The Godfather, maybe Dirty Harry, Clockwork Orange. Anyway, it goes to a movie about a guy climbing a wall.
I know where you go with it.
Totally naked. Gets up to the top... Does a big shit that turns to gold. This movie was made by a guy called Jodorowsky. I don't know his name. Who was also going to do a movie of June.
This man
was fucking insane.
Fucked up dude.
Because then I ended up watching the now quite well-known and quite liked documentary about the making of June.
That is a really good documentary.
It is good.
He's weird.
But, but his ideas
would
have fucked June up. I'm telling you, people are like talking about, it's a real tragedy this movie didn't get made. And then like one of them, the art designer was like, it's a real tragedy this movie got made. I mean, I've never read Dune. I don't know what it's about, or anything, but it's a real tragedy. His ideas were fucked up. I was like, listening to it.
I mean, look, I respect the guy because he brought together a lot of people and went on to do some amazing
that
films.
Part I like. Yeah, that part. But a lot of that was too with the people around with him. But Mickey, because I was with my best friend Mickey, which came up with this quote naturally, and then that we were just using. There's one part of the documentary after Jaworski, towards the end, when he learns that his film is going to get cancelled by the studio.
Yeah, I think I know.
You think I know where I'm going with this? And he brings out his wallet. He starts going, this, and he starts chucking his money around. This shit, go. Sorry, my throat hurts. So naturally, after that,
because he's going on about the money, he's like,
shit. So me and Mickey went to like get a copy and shit. No matter where we went after that, for like the next 3 days, when we had to pay something, like, it's $5. Shit.
Right,
not that he ever escalates a joke.
Mickey Orbeau is literally the master of taking a joke that's so tiny and making it an icon.
That's the other thing he said, not Mickey, Jodorowsky, talking about the wallet. It's got devil in pocket. I'm like, it looks like a wallet to me. People, if you haven't,
it's a great doc. You should
it
watch
is fantastic.
It. I
actually
put it on my top 10 last year.
You did? Yeah. Right, I don't know if I'd go that far. But,
I probably saw 10 movies last year. That's probably.
But it's definitely, I mean, and especially if you're a science fiction fan. And Dune's a great story. So it's a shame we still have
that. I've always said, I want to see HBO pick up the rights and do what they did with Game of Thrones.
Sure. Yeah, because it is very in-depth. I mean, the thing is, this is just my shit. The was really funny. Is at the end when he's like, he was like, when he was talking about David Lynch's version.
Oh, I love that scene.
And he comes out, and he was like, and I went in, I was nearly in tears. Yeah, and I went in, okay, and joy. I was happy. It was shit.
That's the bit I thought you were talking about.
No. Because
he was great. He goes on for like a minute. He's like, I was taken to the cinema. But I didn't want to see it. I was crying. And then the movie went on. And I was happy. And it was happy because it was shit.
That was just the way he treated his own.
That was me talking about Double Toasted. I wanted to listen, but it wasn't like Spill, so I was crying. And I saw Tommy and I realized it was shit.
But now see, what he did to his own son, he was going to have his own son play poetry in his... He put him through boot camp.
2 years. 2 years of martial arts training, combat, 7 days a week, 6 hours. The film didn't even get made.
And he was like... And then he cracks the shits because he wanted the movie to be, 12 hours or something?
Oh, yeah.
And the studio wouldn't do it.
And he's like, they don't understand.
Everyone in this documentary is supposed to be about heart. But some of his ideas were like, just what was he say? Paul dies, but it's all right, because the universe understands.
The universe becomes Paul. Paul becomes the universe.
Yeah,
like
what?
Like, this didn't happen in June.
Did you say, like, Paul lives at the end? Apparently, like, Frank Herbert, it's in on IMDb. Frank Herbert was like, if that had happened, I would have been pissed. So, I think, because Mickey told me he downloaded one of his early movies from the 70s. Now, Mickey can get through some pretty weird
he's
shit.
He's got some fucking weird stuff. Because the documentary, they show it, that Western one.
That's the one he downloaded. He's like, within an hour, there's been, like, 10 rapes, guys wandering around with their dicks hanging out. He was like, I had to turn it off. Now, for Mickey to turn something weird off.
That's because like, he watched Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, so it has to be pretty fucking weird. The other documentary I watched, which I've got to recommend to every comic book person, because I'm not even a comic book person.
I'm not even a comic book.
So if I liked it, then comic book fans will go crazy. It was the new The Death of Superman Lives about Tim Burton.
I do want to watch that. Really,
it was really good, but it changed my opinion of John Peters a bit. Because every time they interviewed someone about him, John Peters, in case you didn't know, he produced Rain Man and was one of the ones who helped get 89 Batman up.
Oh, shucks.
Okay. Now, Batman 89 is one of the movies that got us into movies, so...
Well, you and me.
not a lot of other people, but yeah.
It's like that movie's long before that.
When, in the documentary, every single person they interviewed said...
He's an asshole.
Not just that. He'd come up and put a headlock on him just when things were going well. Just so if he was really happy.
Right, now I'm picturing him as Hulk Hogan.
And apparently, Tim Burton was, this is no shit, was really happy to film Batman 89 in England, because it means John Peters couldn't get him a headlock every day. And apparently, he would just come in, beat up people, because he's a martial arts expert. And of course, they interview him in the doco, and he's, oh, it's taken out of context.
Well, he's got the director of the headlock.
Yeah. He's like doing the eye thing out of Three Stooges. This is incorrect.
You want to sit crazy? Whoa.
But look, the film, even like, I wanted to sit there and laugh at Nicolas Cage in that suit, but guess what? It didn't happen. I not that I think he'd be a good Superman.
Oh God, no.
But a lot of the negative outcry about what it was going to be, I'm not sure if it had been like that.
The weird thing is now, like, with the whole Man of Steel thing, I feel like saying, you know what?
Just, funny enough, yeah, I got to ask you something about that.
I didn't like Russell Crowe's Jor-El. Oh. Nicolas Cage is a massive fan. Give the man Jor-El.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is,
because you know how hardcore, he named his fucking kid Kal-El, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I mean, with Man of Steel, my biggest problem, and I'll talk to you about it, because news has come out about Man of Steel 2, which I think everyone knows, but we'll talk about it later. Like, the whole thing is, everything I blame on that movie, I blame for David S. Goyer and Zack Snyder. I think the actors they chose, nothing wrong with them. Like, for the most part. Jesse Eisenberg, we'll see. Like, we'll see. But, well, if you look at it, Amy, what's it for? She was fine. She was fine as Lois Lane. Just fine. I hated the way they did her as like this, like, oh, yeah, I'm best a strong
Lois,
woman.
Okay. Best Lois Lane. Who is the best Lois Lane?
Terry Hatcher. I agree with you. I agree with you. It's not Margot Kidder. It's Terry Hatcher. I agree with you.
I still think Lois Lane is still the best creation of Superman.
Yeah, I haven't seen it for a long time, so I remember liking it at the time. Yeah. But
it's dated, but the chemistry between the two of them worked.
I mean,
I don't think the chemistry between any other Superman and Lois has worked.
No, I agree with you on that. I think it helped in the 78 movie by John Williams. That's the theme when they're flying together. It does elevate that scene.
What we do? Yeah, let's just get rid of it.
but no. So if you're big into Superman, or even if you are big into Superman, it's definitely worth a look for anyone who's interested in film. And the interviews with Kevin Smith are pretty funny too. Yeah. I'm gonna say, because Kevin Smith has a hot, like, I have a hot and cold sort of thing with him, where sometimes I find him fucking annoying, and other times I'm like, this guy can be pretty amusing. But he just goes a little bit overboard with the nerdiness sometimes. Ghostbusters! But, and great news, I've got, this came out last week. You've seen this, right?
No.
Okay. I have great news for people. Something that's going to blow comic book fans away. You're looking at the headline already.
Just shaking my head going, no. No, no, no.
For maybe 70, how many years? 75 years? Batman is 76 years.
Now, yeah.
I was always under the illusion that Batman was a wealthy, mild-mannered guy.
Bruce Wayne.
Called Bruce Wayne. But apparently, no, it's turned out that there has been a revelation in the world at large, which happened last week. Batman is not, in fact, Bruce Wayne. Batman is a mild-mannered, quiet, respectful, and gentle man by the name of Donald Trump.
In his own words.
This came off Adam, no greater a source than Adam West.
Oh, really?
Yes. Adam West uploaded this because he said, thanks, Donald, the burden's off me now. Donald Trump has told a boy flying in a helicopter with him, he's in fact Batman. Jordan Cobb, I can hear you from here.
My God.
Have you got anything to say to that?
Is there a video of this actually him talking about
it? I don't know.
We'll play that along. We'll just pause it for a minute. Let that go.
Yeah, here we go.
Batman. Yes, that's what he told a 9-year-old boy from Iowa who rode on his helicopter this weekend at the Iowa State Fair. Watch the YouTube video.
Oh.
Yes.
Mr. Trump.
Yes.
Are you Batman?
I am Batman.
A That's pretty cute, actually. My colleague.
How's that cute?
Asked one of Trump's top advisors in Iowa about that claim today.
How? Why would the kid Donald ask Trump that question?
Child this weekend that he is Batman. Chuck Lauder, can you confirm to us that Donald Trump is Batman?
Well, I don't think I can confirm it, but it certainly connects a few dots. I'll just say that.
How?
Trump gave free rides.
How does that connect any time? Why would that kid ask him that?
I want to see.
That's like me.
So
that's
like Batman me. Versus Superman. Something turned into. So Superman could in fact be Hillary Clinton.
That's like me talking to President Obama. Are you Rocky Balboa?
Yes, I am.
But did you notice how quickly he was to say yes?
Mm.
Think that there's something behind this story.
Hey, you know what?
He's rich. He's powerful. I think the evidence is there.
It's Lex Luthor.
Actually,
it's
yeah.
Fucking Lex.
Actually, yeah. But so there you go, people. Everything you knew about Batman, whether it be the animated series, whether it be the films, whether it be what are the comic books, it doesn't matter. Donald Trump is the Dark Knight.
I wonder why that kid was that fucking mentally challenged to ask him, are you Batman? Seriously, why would a kid ask that?
Why would you think he's Batman?
Well, that's a problem. Why would you ask?
He's not quite the... Quite who I would think of as Batman.
Is Obama fucking Wonder Woman because he's got a jet?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say because he's got the invisible. What's the fucking invisible?
Yeah, the invisible jet.
No, the lasso of truth. the lasso of truth.
Yeah, put that on.
That's how we got. That's how we got the healthcare reform through. He swung the lasso of truth. And
go around Donald Trump and ask him, "Do you wear a hairpiece?" Yes, I am Batman. That's not the question.
How does the lasso of truth, how does that work?
Fucking stupid.
That better be in the new movie. Is that in the new movie? The
it lasso of truth? It's part of a uniform, so.
Are you in fact playing a good Lex Luthor? No, I'm not.
The red capes are coming.
Speaking of...
I wait to give him a chance. I don't like what I see so far.
I think he looks fucking terrible. That's just my opinion. That's it. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I think he looks fucking terrible.
Yeah, the look of Weird Al says it all.
One thing about Batman that we should talk about is the death of Batgirl.
Oh, yes. What's her name?
Yvonne
Drago. Please pronounce this, because I had no
idea. Yvonne Craig, who, funnily enough, as I put on my Facebook, I just finished watching the Adam West show, and I can say she was fucking hot as Batgirl. She was real. It's funny, though. It's funny, because... when she's just Barbara Gordon in the show, she's very polite. I get a feeling deliberately.
Yeah.
Like, they have her, like, and she's pretty, but she's not. But when she puts on that outfit and that wig, my God. It's like, oh, even Adam West is like, my utility belt. My pet penis! There's even a line in it.
Oh, would you say hottest Batgirl? Oh, she's got much...
By far.
And Alicia Silverstone.
Hotter than her. By far. And I don't know what they're doing in the movies, but she'll be hotter than them too. Like, because, like, even there's a clever line...
Well, is she going to be the new one? That's the...
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Who is not in the new one?
The Joker, apparently.
I heard... Isn't the Riddler in the new one?
A lot of rumors say Joker's not the Joker.
Yeah, I've read that too. Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. I can't see them going that far.
What was I going to say? She was also known as, and I don't know if you even
she's
you know.
Playboy?
No, she was the. Yvonne Craig was actually the green bitch from Star Trek.
Oh, is that her?
First one, yeah. Who guessed with Kirk, yeah. That was her.
God, never knew that.
So she's kind of, she did have, like...
two very iconic characters. One was 2 10 seconds worth, but...
But the thing, there was... I mean, there is some sexual lines towards Batgirl that are pretty funny, actually, where they've got her in the Batmobile in one bit, and Robin looks at her, and she's unconscious, naturally, because... that driver around
Batman does. Maybe he's Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah.
And Robin goes, Batgirl sure is pretty when she's asleep. And you know what Batman says? You know, that one line, Robin, means that you've taken your first thrust into manhood. Now, how does that get past the censors? I'm wondering. And funnily enough, that was 2 episodes before the last episode.
So, it's Adam West.
Yeah, he gets away with anything. Speaking of death...
How is she dead before Adam West?
Adam West is still... I'm going to say, if you see the docos and all that...
90s?
Oh, he's in his 80s.
80s, yeah.
Yeah, if you see the docos on the DVDs and all that, the guy's spry, running around.
Like, I know, he's fit. I mean, I think he was right when he said, you know, I need an old molded plastic for my chest. Pure West. I think because he was in good shape.
He was brilliant. It was just like Family Guy. He's fucking brilliant in it. Like, people are like, oh, Adam West is terrible. If you think he's terrible, watch him in The Simpsons or Family Guy. I think he did Futurama as well. He was so good that they did an episode dedicated to him in the animated series.
Aye, the Grey Ghost.
Speaking of,
a great episode too.
Naturally,
who was it? Bruce Wayne's inspiration, which was
again clever.
That is great writing.
Speaking of death, disasters, and sickness, you haven't seen Fantastic Four yet.
I was going to. I thought, if Cody's not, why the fuck should I?
Cody, it's a disgrace that you haven't seen it. I've got to say it. Now look, I'm a Star Wars person. I saw Caravan of Courage. I saw whatever it's like. It cannot be worse than the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh,
that is not
count.
Possible.
That doesn't
That's
count.
Still a movie. It goes 130 minutes. 130 minutes of
B.
pain.
Arthur singing.
B. Arthur in the cantina. That's singing
Star
away. Wookiee porn.
Do you remember? The weird thing is, Holiday Special brought us Boba Fett.
Yeah.
P1's favorite character.
The Fantastic. I mean. What is so bad about this new Fantastic Four?
I have just heard it's dismal.
Mm.
And that's about it.
Mm.
I haven't seen it. And it's just something that, I don't know, I wanted to see how bad it was.
Mm.
And I know I'm going to end up seeing it probably going, you know what, it's not
too.
That bad.
That's what in fact, it's starting to come out. Have you noticed on Facebook?
Yeah.
People are like, it's not that bad. It's the polar opposite to when something wins an Academy Award.
See, what shits me
it's
is...
It's not that good.
It's everyone, including P1 for that matter, say it's the worst superhero movie since Batman and Robin. Oh boy, can I beat that with some films.
Worse than Catwoman?
That is exactly one point. Catwoman?
No, I'm still going to watch. I mean,
what about the fucking Crow, Wicked Prayer?
It could
Hand
be that
down
bad,
the most unforgettable movie. And
if it's worse than that, I still think, you should watch it.
I have watched The Crow, Wicked Prayer.
No,
I mean, I do want to watch Fantastic. I'm like, but it's something I'll probably just download.
Speaking of sickness, okay, we've been asked about it, so let's talk about it.
What?
A topic we always talk about. We've been asked about it, so we'll talk about it.
Every time I think about this topic and it comes up, I just hear that song in Ghostbusters 2. Now we're gone. Okay, what's that bloody
Billy Bob Thornton.
Bobby Brown. Take control.
I just think any depressing song.
No.
Everybody hurts.
Alright.
How do we feel about
fucking horrible?
We haven't even
done it, I don't know.
I haven't even said it.
Disgusted.
The Ghostbusters reboot with men, apparently.
Disgusting as well.
He's back on the menu. Back on the menu. How do we feel about it?
Give me the script and I'll piss on it.
I don't know. I don't know how we have to say it any clearer. We were against not women doing it.
I'm against,
we're against
women?
Idiotic.
I'm against men doing it. I'm against animals.
What about transgender midgets?
I'm against anyone doing a Ghostbusters reboot or even doing a spin-off. The moment Harold Ramis died, they should have put the script in the trap, put it in the ectotainment fucking unit and locked it away for life.
Yeah.
That's where it belongs. It's dead. It's gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's just it. I mean, look, I'll wait to see what talent they get involved in this one.
Talent!
Better be better than the one we've got here. But it's just not.
But it doesn't matter. Even if the male one is a direct continuation of the original crew, it's fucking going to be bad tainted with this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's fucked. You've ruined it.
I don't know. I'm not interested. It's just, it's just for money. Like, that is, you can't say anyone involved in this shit is just doing it for money.
It's the it's like what, okay, real Ghostbusters happened the same thing. First season of it, brilliant. Studio started to take over. No, we needed to make it lighthearted. We needed to make Janine a more feminist. So she's not the strong female character. And studios always fuck it up. Just leave that shit alone when it works.
This is Fantastic Four.
Oh,
well, okay, who do you blame for that? Is that
I think,
we can't say till we see it. But
I don't know.
I've heard this guy's attitude is just
low.
I think his attitude sucks, but you know what? He probably had a great script. He probably had a good story. By the way, Webbite fucked it up.
I love how he disowned the movie the day before it opened. how do you reckon the movie's going to go now?
See, that's what makes me think. Maybe they were fucking him over. Because why would you have to own movie?
Maybe. Speaking of a movie that I'm looking forward to, I don't know if you're looking forward to, there's a great sequel to a... Well, I don't know about a great sequel. There's a sequel to a great movie from 1990 on the horizon. We've spoken about it briefly. Featuring an action legend who killed off a main character in 1985, who was an expendable.
Yeah, what sequel's this? Oh, I'm down with you.
Kindergarten Cop 2 with Dolph Lundgren.
We're not joking.
This
is actually happening.
My most anticipated movie of 2016. I'm putting it there.
Straight to DVD. I'm putting it
there. I don't care if it's straight to DVD. It's going to be brilliant. I don't care. How could it not be?
Only if he was playing Ivan Drago.
Wouldn't it be awesome? Wouldn't it be awesome if he just, the classroom rises up and his kids running around him and he's given that look, those looks from Rocky IV, like, huh? What? All confused and shit.
He gives them the paper, like, yeah, they've got a test, you will lose. Slams it.
Oh, we could pull some lines here.
We can't pull Manny, he doesn't talk much.
He just, like one of the kids complains about the kid not listening. He can't hear you. He's got his ear on the fucking necklace of ears. And of course, when he goes up, they're doing mathematics. He takes the ruler to do the blackboard, rising, I have the power!
I just seemed doing maths or that. Yeah, what's that add up to? 1,850 pounds. Punches the kid.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now every time he goes to the dartboard, it's like he's hitting that thing like.
What's that line of Universal Soldier? We haven't fired a one. Well, the bit when he's in the shops even better. He kicks him. Get up, motherfucker!
That's right. Oh, yeah, but Dolph, yeah.
I'm looking forward to this movie, now.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. That's why it's just brilliant. It could be absolute gold.
The kid's failing his test is like a piece of iron.
It's no. And then, no, the kid's failing his test, and the principal sends one of the other teachers down. You disgraceful, you taught him. And he picks him up and goes, listen, I teach for me!
Get to the PA system.
For me! That's right, yeah, it takes the PA system. For me! The other class is like, what the hell's going on here?
If it's Ivan Drago teaching, I'm all for it.
It is gone.
I just see him introducing him to the class. That guy with a mustache. The Siberian Ivan Drago. What?
I teach a young man. when the bloody hell is the bell going to go? If it rings, it rings.
The stands are all sweaty looking.
It's true.
I'm all for this. Yeah. This is the Rocky. This is the Creed spin-off we want to see.
Drago. How long's this bloody class gonna go?
To the end.
Oh yeah.
And he's like calling him and you're, come on.
A kid brings up, you know, the tumor. Yeah. Might be a tumor. I do not want innocent people to die. No, he's talking to the kids. He's talking about the kids and his method of teaching. I told you, this was always between us. Now look, if that doesn't make you want to see Kindergarten Cop 2, we give up on you, people. We give up on movie spoilers. Give
I
up on all
I can't believe they're actually making it.
It's
I
a
whole bad time. I fucking saw photos. I'm like, what? As long as
the sequel, no one
as
wanted.
Long as they have the substitute teacher walks in and it's Carl Weathers. Yeah. That, I'm like, drop the mic, soul.
Action Jackson. comes in with a giant ram's head. All right, it's time to go to school. There you go. I just thought of that. It's time to go to school, son.
Come on, put your pens up.
You're something's class, no matter what.
He is like, oh, how do you expect to teach these students? Well, the first thing you better get them is a ladder. What's a ladder got to do with being a teacher?
Matt's tongue didn't come through the classroom.
Oh, fucking hell. This is bad. You mentioned when the Creed comes out. How much Rocky shit. You got the
Yeah. We've never done one of these with the Rocky.
Boy,
and the Gun Cop 2 trailer's on there. Fucking backflips throughout the cinema. Oh.
It's amazing. I couldn't give a shit about that movie until now. I am like,
I'm like, brilliant. Brilliant. It couldn't be more brilliant.
That's how you do the Expendables P1. Make a joke out of it. Make them teachers.
Yeah, actually, that would be cool. Wouldn't it? Yeah,
in each car with us, Bill Duke. Bill Duke could be the best teacher ever. He'd be the principal.
Mel Gibson as a teacher. Oh, I don't know if I'd want to see that.
He's teaching history. Jewish.
Jewish fucked everything up.
The kids are like, oh, right. This is an awesome concept. Stallone, they just can't understand what he's saying.
I was going to say, Van Damme, listen, kids, I got to stop teaching. I need to cool down.
Just walk in, he's doing the splits on the seats.
Steven Seagal wonders. What they can't hear him because he's too busy looking cool. Listen, kids, we gotta go back to when I was a star.
This sounds like an awesome, awesome school. I would love to go to school. Come here, it's my school. Stinks. That's right, stinks.
And that's Kindergarten Cop 2.
We will be reviewing it.
I guarantee you.
I would love to see that version of the Expendables as kindergarten teachers. Fucking sold.
Jesse Ventura, my God.
Just throw Christian Bale there because he's angry.
He's not doing anything. Since Batman's finished, he's washed up. people.
He's washed up, what?
One thing that somebody put, speaking of tough guy roles, Terminator 6.
Oh,
Still getting over Terminator 5. Now, apparently, I can't believe I'm defending someone from the fucking last movie. Apparently, Emilia Clarke is being dumped from Terminator 6 because she was the one who ruined all the box office, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the most
bankable, that's your solution,
The woman from the biggest show on the planet is being dumped. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, but
she's the fucking draw card of anything.
Well, I mean, that's like they're saying she was the big name from it. I think Arnie was the big name from it.
Yeah, I know, but at the moment, she's got the hot running TV show. Jai Courtney is just Jai Courtney.
I'll tell you why the movie flopped. Word of mouth was terrible. The trailer was terrible.
That's right, it stinked. Hey, we forgot Arnie's a teacher, too.
Yeah.
That's the PE teacher.
Yeah, but he was there. Yeah, but he's the kindergarten cop.
Yeah, he'd come back.
John Kimball. Well, he did become a teacher at the end, remember?
The movie made no sense.
Do you think it's fair they're going to dump her?
I think it's a good thing for her. I really do. I don't think she wants to be part of it.
I don't want to be part of it. I'm just a viewer. I don't want to be part of it.
Don't want any part of that fucking franchise.
I watched Terminator 3 last week, and I can honestly say,
it's better.
Terminator 3 is a better movie than Genesis. That's not saying Terminator 3 is like a great movie or anything, but I'm like, at least it's got some sort of foundation.
I think if we were kids and we saw this, and our most Terminator loved, we would not like this film.
What?
Like, when we were kids, we loved Terminator 2. I think if we saw this, we still would have hated it.
Yeah. It's just,
it was shit.
It's childish. Like,
it's just shit.
They turned it into a kid's, how do you turn Terminator into a kid's thing?
Terminator Genesis.
That's it. I don't know. I mean, if they're going to do a 6 movie, man, you've got to, you know, the best thing you could possibly do, Hollywood, find new fucking writers for it.
It's go down the ocean, find James fucking Cameron, drag his ass out of a boat,
come back.
Yeah. So get a dump truck of money. I don't care if you got to pay him $1 billion.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The rights apparently go back to him after 2019. So they have to rush. That's why they're rushing these Terminator movies, because in 2019, the rights go back to him.
Good. And he could say, right, for everything from 2 onwards, fuck off.
I've got a review that I'm going to do now.
See, there's a reboot you can do. Let him fucking do what they did to Planet of the Apes. where some exist, some don't.
Sorry, people, we've had to stop a couple of times because we're not what we used to be. But on to some good things, and I know Wayne's favourite topic, Tom Cruise.
I gave him some praise.
Because while I was away...
And once again, P1 didn't understand a word of what I was talking about.
What?
When I did that top 10 reasons why I actually like him.
Yeah.
He still didn't get the reasons why I don't like him.
Yeah, but on that...
I never said once he's a bad actor. Not once. That's the only thing I praise him about, is his acting. It's just too bad he's got a fuckwit personality to go with.
It's kind of the way I feel about, funnily enough, Nicole Kidman.
she's just as bad.
Yeah, but she's useless. Like, people are like, "Ow, Nicole." I'm like, she might be Australian. It doesn't mean she's a great person.
No, she's a fucking cunt. You hear
in interviews, I don't think she's a cunt. I just think she's very... when she won that Oscar, she got up and, at a time like this, art is important. Yeah, tell that to all the Iraqis that have been blown up. It's all right. You can blow me up. I saw the hours. It's all good.
It's all right. I'm missing an arm and a leg. But I saw the Picasso. It's beautiful.
But my God, The Artist was a good movie.
Oh, fuck that.
But while I was away, getting back to topic, I saw a little movie called Dun, 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 Mission Impossible, Rogue Squad, Rogue Nation. It's a pretty piss weak title, I gotta say. It's pretty a nation full of rogues. Not really.
They're all pretty poor. Piss poor title.
Piss poor. What? MI2.
MI2. Mission Impossible 3.
Ghostbusters.
Ghost Recon or Protocol.
Okay. Now I turned around on the last one and said that the last one. To me, I didn't see what people were raving about. To me,
we still cop shit for that.
I don't care.
People are like, "Oh, Brad Bird, yeah, suck Brad Bird's dick."
I thought Ghost Protocol just didn't. For all the talk about it being a team thing, no, it wasn't. Tom Cruise is still a fucking hero, and it was mainly about people serving him and that. Now I'm going to sit here and tell you, I really like Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Oh, you're the only one.
No, I'm not. I mean, you haven't even seen it yet.
I have seen
all
half.
All my complaints about. Particularly the last one, that I don't know if someone listened to it or what, but in this we have a very strong female character who fucking finally someone does some of the action besides Tom Cruise. Like,
that's a good positive.
That's good positive. Two, Tom Cruise in this one starts to get, he's fucking wandering around with no idea what's going on.
Just like the story of his life.
Three, the characters in this, the side characters are, they've actually got shit to do, and they actually all play a big part in taking down the main lead again.
Good, I like this already, good. Yep.
He gets in trouble about his ego being too strong.
Brilliant!
All right. Like I said, the female characters.
Do they face an uphill battle of this?
Yeah.
Thank you! For once!
And you know the other part I liked about it? Like,
because it's been called Mission Impossible, so they've been doing it pretty fucking easy in the last four films.
But also, there's shit like I've been complaining about, like, in the previous films. Like, okay, if LAMF really has this many traitors and this many, why don't they just close it? They close it in this. Like, it's like, okay.
I've seen the start of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm have to, like, you know what, you guys are just fucking blowing shit.
You're fucking everything up all over the place. And they're right, they are. But the Tom Cruise is not ahead of the game in this one, and I like that. I thought he was...
But let me just ask, Bond or Hunt?
What?
Bond or Hunt?
Oh, Bond. Yeah, but Bond's a better character. I mean, like, it's not...
Yeah, but okay, I know you wanted to see, you were looking forward to this, but you're looking forward to this more?
No, I'm a Bond fan.
So oh, that little tiny film called Spectre.
No, I'm a Bond fan. I think that, I mean, this, for as good as it was, it'd probably be... Now, keep in mind, I haven't seen the new Pixar one, which I hear is great. I haven't seen Straight Outta Compton, so I would have this above things like Jurassic Park World and the
Jurassic Park World.
It's whatever it's called. That's what it should. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
It's a world-sized park
in the Jurassic. But as in terms of, yeah, I'd have this up there with sort of the best summer movies I saw. Whatever. During winter in Australia?
I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to judge.
But
I did see the last one, I just thought it was dull. How can you think that?
I didn't think it was dull. I just thought for all the talk about it being a team thing, it really wasn't. Yeah. It was still dependent on Like, yeah. Say the guy, okay, he was still responsible for Tom Cruise's wife, and you know, Simon Pegg helping Tom Cruise in that. No, that doesn't happen. There are moments where the whole water thing, okay, him being underwater, is actually to help get this, Simon Pegg through a door.
Oh, okay.
And he fucks it up, and he fucks up other shit, and it's like, finally somebody else has, you know, a part. And, you know, this is probably the strongest female character I've seen in a long time.
Rip.
And you know what's good about... No. She's not that good. But you know what's good about the character is you generally don't know if she's good or bad all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. Because 1 minute she's good, the next minute she's bad. The next minute, you generally don't know where she's going with it. And they don't... And some of the tech is interesting, whereas, like, the last time, like, that, they had that fucking hologram thing in the last one in Russia, and I wasn't so hot on that. I didn't,
which one was that?
Remember when they were trying to hide from the Russian...
Is that where they got that stupid screen?
Yeah, that's one. No, that's in the last one.
Okay. I thought that was cool, but completely unbelievable.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I mean, there's shit in this that wouldn't happen. I mean, there's even, you know that big motorbike scene? All through this movie, I kept thinking, because I'm just waiting, this is where it's going to become the fucking Tom show. And it never happened. Because cool. It kept happening. Like, he gets on a bike, and then I'll ruin this bit for
him.
He goes around the corner, and the chick he runs into the chick, and he's, oh, shit, and he fucks up his bike. And it's like, okay. So all the way through, even at the end with the bad guy, he's pretty much, all he has to do is run, that's it. And the bad guy's hunting him, and everyone else is setting up for the bad guy to take the fall. So
yes, that sounds better.
It's a much, out of people, this is what the TV show was kind of like. There was dominant force.
Listen, I've seen the intro, and they don't fuck with the theme.
Since you've seen the intro, the way they did the Mission Impossible tape in this, because it wasn't just it was like, fuck, okay, I didn't expect
that. But even the bit with the record, when it's a setup, and it's like old.
It's definitely, out of everything, like, this is the one movie I've seen Tom Cruise put down his ego and let somebody... He's not even in the last scene, which... Okay, if there's one thing I thought was a bit weak from the movie, I thought it ended a bit weak, but it was still...
Oh, yeah, like, you take over the Mission Apollo. Yep, okay.
pretty much. But as in terms of the closest to the series, also the closest to what I think a Mission Impossible film should be, that's just personal, I thought it was definitely in the top few of the ones that died.
The top...
I don't know where it ranks. I didn't do a ranking, but I would put it definitely above 2. Put it above 4. I might put it on par with 3, but the 3 was a stronger personal story.
Yeah, that's wrong.
But I didn't like the ending of part 3, and I didn't like the ending of part... I didn't like how Jim Phelps turned out to be a bad guy in the first one. This one I like from start to end.
That's so worth checking out for a person who doesn't like the little bastard
kid. Yeah, I mean... And the thing, I tell you the other thing, people are like saying, oh, the bad guy in this one, he wasn't very dominant, but at least he's there. Like, in the last one,
the bad guy had one scene. I didn't hate the last one, but
he's just got one scene. I was supposed to be intrigued. But there was nothing intriguing about it. If he had been turned out to be a villain inside IMF or something, I'd go, okay, well... You know, he's been betrayed, but who gave a fuck?
It wasn't like it was some secret identity.
Oh, my God, it's the actor out of Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. Oh. I don't know. The stunt thing, which you've probably seen, that thing at the start with him on the plane, they got that out of the way.
Yeah.
And I like that. The rest of the movie, he doesn't really do anything spectacular.
Oh, the water stunt thing or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
He fucks it up.
I don't mind him doing stunts and shit like that. Like, people always say, oh, you... could imagine Vig Rames hanging on a plane and shit like that. I was like,
I'd love to see that.
I fucking love to see it. It'd be hilarious.
I can't go off. Not that he sounds like that.
But you need, like, Jeremy Renner. He can do all that shit.
Yeah, but all, because they've all got... The other thing is, because they've all been in previous movies, there are no new team members.
On top of that, too, Tom Cruise stole that hanging off a plane.
What?
Stallone did that in The Expendables. I can see people just dropping it. You're comparing Stallone? Yeah, I am, because... He did that. Expendable.
Look, I don't think... Look,
the difference is that motherfucker's 70 years old.
I still think... I think Tom Cruise in real life's an idiot. I do. But I think...
You can watch his movies more than I can. I find it hard to separate the person.
I can. I do that with a lot of... Like, look, there's a lot of art... Billy Idol, I think he's a complete fucking dickhead. But I think I can listen to his music. But I mean, that doesn't.
Look, now, look, Tom Cruise is the only one I can. I can't do this with Adam Sandler.
Oh, there's a difference, though. There's a big difference. Adam Sandler's. I don't. Okay, here's the difference. I actually don't have a huge thing against Adam Sandler in real life, but I think his movies are
fucking abysmal,
awful, awful, and just not funny. To quote Dad, but Tom Cruise, I think, can do good action movies. I'll tell you the thing. Okay, the thing I do sort of respect about Tom Cruise a little bit is if you pay money to go see his movies, most of the time there are exceptions. You will get to see something that is worth seeing the big screen.
Yeah, you're not going to be bored.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I want to watch Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great. I enjoyed that movie too. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, I know other people didn't. I enjoyed Oblivion. Well, at least the first half of it. Have you seen it?
No.
The first half of it is like you take a 1970s sci-fi movie like Tom Logan's
Last
Run.
Man on the Planet of the Earth.
Though. Yeah, Logan's Run. And the second half's a bit weak, but the first half is really good. But, yeah. I
want to see him more play a villain. I like him as a bad guy.
Yeah, but that's what I liked. He's not a villain in the new Mission Impossible, but he's very flawed. He fucks up all the way through it. And I thought that was really good. I did not expect that. So for me, I don't know. If I was to rank score, I'd give it 4 out of 5.
Shit.
So it's pretty high. Decent. Yeah, very decent. I mean, as a spy movie, I think we've had some good spy movies this year. I think we had Kingsman.
Jurassic World.
And we've had this, and hopefully it's leading to the best one of them.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
I'm so worried.
I'm hoping. But, look, regardless for me, look, I think Bond is a good character. I think Ethan Hunt's just a whatever character. But as a Mission Impossible movie, yeah, this is definitely, without doubt, the closest to the series. Without doubt. He's still shaking his head.
No, I'll wait and see it. I'll judge when I see it. I'm a fair judge.
Now, one thing.
Oh, I sent this to you. I forgot about this.
You sent me a story that scared the shit out of me. Because I thought it was someone who I've worshipped since I was a kid. Fucking losing his mind. So, do you want to introduce this?
I actually forgot. When you talk about John Williams, I'm like, I don't remember anything about John Williams. Yeah, I sent Luke this topic. I can't remember. It was a couple of weeks?
No, when I saw it, I was like, no!
It just says like John Williams, but that's not his whole name. Yeah. But we're going to call him John Williams. John Williams, shirtless man, arrested. Kind of normal. Arrested after climbing onto a monkey enclosure in a zoo, screaming, "I am Tarzan." Maybe he's got something to do with, thinking, "I am Batman."
With Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
John Williams and Donald hanging out together.
But that, does it look like John Williams?
Not quite. No, I say not quite.
The composer of the new Batman.
Star Wars.
I thought there was a video of this. Motherfucker. What was it?
A shirtless man who bellowed Tarzan was swinging around in a monkey zoo exhibit while covered in mud.
Sat Eric Carafloor. That's for a while.
I couldn't see John Williams doing this.
A 37-year-old was highly on drugs. No, I never would have guessed that.
I couldn't imagine. Have they recorded the score for episode 7 yet? We'd be a bit worried if it came out. All right, we've waited all this time, John. We've waited like 10 years. When was episode 3? 10 years. All right, give us the sequel trilogy. I am Tarzan! and millions of people around the...
Scaling a 20-foot tree, too. He began to scream.
If you don't know what John Williams looks like, the John Williams who's the composer of Jaws, Star Wars, etc., etc., he's in his 80s. He's got a beard.
He looks like the glasses, guy who created
barely
the
any hair.
The Matrix.
Yeah, a little bit. Without hair, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and glasses. He's an old man. Like, John Williams, when he became famous for Jaws, was in his late 40s. Like, he's an old man. Like, unless there's a worldwide conspiracy, unless J.J. Abrams sort of pinned his eyes down, you are like Clockwork Orange style, opened his eyeball, you're Tarzan, you're, no, J.J., I'm not Tarzan, I'm a composer, famous composer, Jaws,
Well, they are doing a new Tarzan movie,
are they?
There you go, there's a link for it.
I, no, just no.
He could be trying to conduct all the monkeys. Come on! It's like, they're animals. They're not going to listen to you, John. It's a gorilla.
Yeah, no, and this is where Spielberg got the idea for the swinging monkeys. It was John Williams. Oh, John's in a monkey cage again. Fucking hell. Shia LaBeouf swinging through the monkeys.
That's how he taught Caesar how to speak.
What, with John Williams? John Williams actually owns Caesar.
Bastard. John Williams, you going to compose the Jaws 3? No! Caesar copied him.
Yeah, who'd want to do Jaws 3?
Great, we should review that one.
We should all force the guys to review. Has he seen Jaws 3?
I don't know, actually. You'd have to have, surely.
Yeah, but...
Whenever they reboot it, which they'll be soon.
Speaking of... Here's our new segment. We're going to have a formal introduction next time, but this is a segment called I Just Don't Get It. So, what was the other thing you had to call?
What's the point? I'm going to use your quote from the Sex and the City review as the introduction.
What was the point?
Just because the way you say it is complete confusion.
I was very confused during that movie. Because seriously, look, the reason why I came up with this segment when I was driving here was because there's a lot of things happening in the world that...
Each show you're going to think of something that
it doesn't have makes to be me. No, I can do this one this week. You can do it next week. Whatever.
My God, I've got so...
exactly. No, because there's just a lot happening in the world today that I don't know if it's me feeling old or the Bachelor thing before. That's a perfect example.
Each show then you have a topic and I'll have one.
No, all right.
But we don't tell each other what the topic is. Remember when I brought up reverse parking in Tropic
Storm? Oh, yeah.
I don't get the point.
But the topic for this week, because I had to think about it, because often when I'm driving, I drive a lot, people. Where I work is fucking hours away. So it gives me time to think, even though I should be concentrating on the road. But what I don't get for this week is the point of the nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty. I was sitting there thinking, if you think about it, most nursery rhymes and things have a moral. They have a something to teach the kids.
They did. Don't sit on no fucking wall.
Is that it? Because I'm like, it's a tragic. That is the most tragic tale I've ever heard. What sort of movie would end with somebody falling apart no one can do anything about?
No. It's not they could. They just didn't want to.
One thing I'll bring up, because people will say, I got this off Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais had a really good comedy sketch, which was actually kind of clever, which was about how did we ever figure out Humpty Dumpty's an egg? It's never said that in the nursery rhyme. And somehow, over the years, oh, by the way, he's an egg.
Actually, I have never, and it's a good point. I have never it's fucking thought about that.
I've got something else to say about that fucking nursery rhyme. You know what I don't like? Is where they go, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. When has a horse been good at construction? When did that happen? Is that how they fooled everyone at Troy?
I'm trying to put these horses together.
Was Mr. Ed really
a fucking
plumber or something?
He just fell off and they went to pick him up and smashed him into pieces.
Oh, Wilbur, I can't do anything about Humpty. Like, what's the point of it? I don't... Well, there you go. And what does a kid learn after that?
Don't sit on no fucking
wall. You put a child in bed late at night?
Don't be an egg.
Don't be an egg. And if you are an egg, don't sit on the wall. I'd love to combine...
You know what it's teaching? This one's don't trust royalty. They're fucking lazy.
They're pushing off a wall.
Can't pick shit. King Joffrey proved that.
They should combine Humpty Dumpty with... That's how the last season for Game of Thrones should be about. Trying to put Humpty together.
No, I've worked it out. Tom Cruise is Humpty Dumpty. The wall, 100 feet high. I'm going to fall off this, Tom. You're just getting serious.
He's hanging off it and the wind's going, open the door to the wall.
It just falls off the
brain. No. He comes running down that wall like that building. Impossible. Tom, this is impossible.
Listen, my middle name is Dumpty.
Ethan Dumpty.
He's up there listening to the mission.
Oh, there is in Mission Impossible 3. He falls off the wall. Do you remember? Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
He was talking about himself. I knew it. He was there in the beginning. But seriously, putting your kid to bed, because most of the time nursery rhymes are at night. And
no, they're not.
Yeah, they
are. Some woman lives in a shoe with an eyed kids.
What? What did you just do? You just spouted out, some woman lives in a shoe. My kids, what, outside? Or is this a nursery rhyme?
A nursery rhyme. Go over there. Was it that video
is
game?
Is this old Miss Hubbard?
Yeah, Big Boot lived in with nine kids.
We're going to look at some nursery rhymes, because there are some fucked up nursery rhymes. Like Jack and... Another tragic one. Jack and Jill go up just to get a bit of water, have a drink, and he fucking breaks his head. What's with all the injuries?
I tell you, it's teaching kids to look after themselves.
Fucking little Miss Tuppet getting bitten
and then
by
what
a
happened?
Spider.
Jill came down and fucking falling after him.
Well, I never understood that. So when he falls down, she goes,
I might do the same.
Well, if he's going to break his crown. See, I thought when I was a kid, I was like, well, what's he got a crown on? That's what I used to do.
Jack jumped over a candlestick. What the fuck is the fuck?
That's right. What's the one the cow flew over the moon? What's that about? See, kids, and one day, I'm saying, don't, if you go near a cow, careful, it doesn't jump on the moon.
The cow jumped over the moon. What was it? The saucepan and the plate ran away together? What's that got to do?
That's a metaphor for gay marriage. The saucepan and the plate. All right. So last topic.
I'm confused.
Last topic.
My brain hurts.
So this is just the first go. All right. Next week we'll look at nursery rhymes. Because
there's heaps we'll go through them. We'll go through them next time. Next week we'll go through them. Break them down logically. Which do it in the Christopher Nolan style. How does it really work?
Yeah, the saucepan and the spoon, Inception.
Oh, it's going to be painful.
Interstellar. They send the spoon on a mission to save the human race.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck. The saucer. That's the reason for the universe. It's not love, it's the saucer.
Matthew McConaughey is trapped in the boot.
Oh, don't let me go there. What's her name? What was her name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. What's the name of the character, the woman in her? His daughter? What's her name?
I don't remember. Jenny?
Emmy? Or Emily?
I don't know. Bruce Jenner?
Emily, don't let me go in the boot. Don't let me go. All right. The last topic, people, which we've actually been working on for a bit.
Yes.
Because Empire Magazine recently released a list of the 100 greatest movie characters, which was probably not very accurate. No, it actually wasn't a bad list.
Where's Darth Vader on that list? Oh, number five. Not iconic at all.
Basically, we had a thought. We were going to do, what are our favorite characters? And like, fuck that. No one wants to hear about us being happy.
Negative.
Because that's just not as interesting as miserable, unhappy things that annoyed us. So, without further ado, we put together a list of our 10 most annoying, hated, fucking... Now, this is worst movie characters
that we have ever seen.
That we have ever
and
seen.
I have done
this is personal, though.
Yeah, look, these are ones that I have seen.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, that's the that was the list. The rule is we couldn't walk out... It had to be a movie we'd seen from start to end.
Yeah.
It couldn't be fucking like an Adam Sandler movie.
I was going to say, I had that as an honorable mention, Adam Sandler. Every film he's ever in. Because I haven't seen him, but I fucking hate everything he's
so
in.
So you won't find Melissa McCarthy in here, because quite frankly... Well, I've only seen her in Bridesmaids, and she wouldn't make the list for that movie.
I've seen her in Hangover 3. She was, she was more of a minor secondary.
Identity Thief, it might be another story. Oh, yes. Haven't seen so,
and I can safely say, not one Tom Cruise on this list.
Really? Yeah, in the movies, he's not...
No, as I said, because his characters aren't annoying.
But, okay, so how are we going to do this? Top 10, should I go first or you?
Well, I've got two honorable mentions.
Yeah.
One was Adam Sandler.
Hmm.
The other one, which I didn't put on my list, but I hated his fucking character in it.
Hmm.
King Koopa, Mario Bros. The movie, Dennis Hopper.
I've actually got one honorable mention too.
Yeah.
And mainly because I can't remember the name of the guy, the character.
Oh, okay.
The annoying kid in Matrix Revolutions. Do you remember?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. The one, Neo did it! Neo did it!
When
I think Matrix 3, I'm like, oh, what character? Where were the Wachowskis thinking? They're like, we should have a really annoying little.
Is that stupid? Oh, yeah, I made the sunrise for him.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, can you make a sunrise for him?
Everyone died, but it's all right. Every character you gave a shit about.
It's all right, that's the cow jumped over the moon.
Because the saucepan finished off the machines. fucking annoying character. Pain in the ass. All right.
Well, how about if we have any links, like leapovers.
How about we do one each?
Yeah.
All right, so you, we'll go. This is I've got no.
Because I don't
order.
Know your list. You don't
well,
know
I've got. Yeah, I've got no order.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
Oh, you don't. I've got it in top 10.
Oh, really? I'll figure out. Okay, my number one.
As long as you mainly know your number one, because I know who my number one is.
All right.
And my number two. All right. And three.
All right. I'll have my number. I'll think about which one's my number one. All
right.
So you go with...
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you start off.
Number 10, people. Someone who you would have hated, and I've seen this movie maybe once and hate the fucking character. Love the character. Not but the portrayal of this character, because this was in a remake. Norman Bates, Vince Vaughn. Psycho. Abysmal. Absolutely.
Why? What's so bad about it?
Abysmal. Absolutely.
10 cameras, 12 inches.
You are more
he's
of a...
He's a good actor, too,
yeah,
isn't he?
That's, what the, that's the point. It's a horrible movie, but the way he portrays
the second
Norman
worst movie
Bates,
of all time.
It is horrible. The way he portrays Norman Bates in that.
Yeah.
Anthony Perkins, climb out of your grave and give him AIDS.
Give him AIDS, yeah. That's right.
That's what you deserve.
It sounds terrible, but I was glad Anthony Perkins was dead when that movie came.
Yeah, so was I.
It was like...
Oh. So was I with Alfred Hitchcock. I mean, he would have been horrified.
Well, since you've said that, I'm going to say one of mine. Julianne Moore in Psycho remake.
Somehow.
Fucking bitch ass. Cunt! I fucking hated this character.
I didn't know you were gonna put that.
Why, as Lila Crowe. Oh, hold on. I know we're searching for my sister. Let me get my Walkman.
Oh, that's you. My sister, who's been missing and most likely dead.
And you know the other thing that really pissed off at the end. Remember, she beats up Norman Bates.
Yeah.
Like at the end, it wasn't just enough for Sam, bloody Viggo Aragon. To get him, she has to go ahead and kick him and punch him. I'm like. Fuck you! You are taking a great big jewel and turning it into a piece of shit. That's what you have done.
Yeah, that was
terrible movie, terrible character.
I was tossing up to putting her on there too.
Remember when she finds Norman's porn? Do you remember that? And she's looking at it, just shaking her head, going,
"It's not even fucking
like you don't even know what it is." It's horrible. In the first one, in the original, she finds the magazine,
yeah.
And you're not sure what's in it, but from her face, she's like, "Ooh," yeah. But in the remake, it's what a terrible human being, like misogynist, terrible male. He's looking at naked women. Oh, fuck off! It made me, as a huge fan of the original, made me so mad. So mad.
I still remember, because you saw it at the movies. I was like, why bother? I asked you, what do you think of it? No words were spoken. Just grunts and moans.
Next character for you.
Next character. Okay.
It's too much for me to think
about. This is not a character. But number 9 on my list, because I couldn't narrow it down. The entire cast of the Transformers movies. I'm
Which
sorry.
One?
All of them. I couldn't narrow it down to one. So I'm going with more the human leads. So Shia. And I haven't seen the last one, but Shia, Megan Fox, the parents. Yeah, I mean, it is a break. Stanley Tucci.
You've seen that one.
No, no.
But you're right. Yes. You're right.
All those. Okay, this would probably go more towards the who was the government guy in the first couple? Oh, what was the fucking actor's name? He was the government.
Oh,
pissed on by Bumblebee.
John Turturro.
John Turturro.
Yeah, I can't remember the character. Who cares about the character name? But the actor.
It would probably go towards that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate the rest of it.
I didn't think. You know, I didn't think Megan Fox. was that bad in those
movies. No, that's why
compared to the other, like she's the one who gets the shit. She's the one who gets the shit.
But I'm lumbering in there with the crew.
Even his parent, my God.
Oh, that's my point. So I literally was like, I could put Stryer, like, nah, his parents pissed me off more. And I'm like, no, the fucking government guy. I was like, the whole lot of them pissed me off. All of them.
Yeah.
Number 9 on my list, because they disgraceful. Disgraceful to the franchise, disgraceful to the name Transformers.
Number 9 on my list is going to be a controversial
one. Oh, but not be wrong.
Forrest Gump.
Really?
Yep. I find him an annoying character. I can admit the movie's great.
Yeah. That's actually a surprise.
Yeah, I can admit the movie's great. I think his acting's good. I just think the character's fucking obnoxious. I'm sorry, like when he's like, oh, you know, here's a guy from England, you know, somebody shot him. It's fucking John Lennon, you cunt. Like, you know, oh, I ended up being a...
They shot that poor man.
Yeah, I ended up being like a owner of some fruit company. It's Apple. Fucking Apple. You rich, dumb, retarded, fuckwit. And I just don't...
I never would have suspected Forrest Gump on it.
I just don't...
like a box of chocolate.
Okay, before anyone says it, it's not because he's retarded, all right? It's not because of whatever he's got.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he's got. But it's just like...
They never tell you, though. They just say he's slow.
I don't... Yeah, but just like... It's like... You know, he doesn't know Elvis. He doesn't... Like, and he just keeps running.
Oh, but Elvis wasn't famous then.
Yeah, he just keeps running. And just the dead look on his face. Like... you're an annoying prick. Like, the movie's good. The movie's good.
We talked about it.
It's well done.
When he's talking to Jenny's grave.
I think
Stallone should have been
Forrest Gump. I was going to say Tom Cruise.
You know what?
Tom
Cruise Tom probably would have played it good.
Great actor.
Tom Cruise is a retard.
I don't know if he deserved the Academy Award for this. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on that. Maybe he did, because, look, I think... I get what they were trying to do with it, which is look at how this simple man did extraordinary things. I get it. But it's just like, you know, there's even lines, I met the president again.
I go to the White House again. I love that line.
Are you the man of Papa Gump Shrimp? Yeah. I'm like, it annoyed me. It just, like, if you want to have a go at me, people, I understand it, whatever, a lot of other people.
Okay, the scene I hate.
I think he's a great...
The dickhead, when he's on the boat, when he first gets it, he sees Lieutenant Dan.
You got no idea.
No, he jumps off the boat while it's still going and crashes into a fucking pier. Could have killed anyone. Fucking idiot.
But he's a simple man.
Simple, but stupid.
So... You probably disagree with me. That's fine.
I like that.
I think the movie's a good movie. I do. I think it's a good movie. I think it's well done. I think the acting, even Tom Hanks, I think he's fine as Forrest Gump. I just the character itself, I find a bit annoying. That's why he's low on the list, but still annoying.
I must say the voice does irritate me
after a while. It's a long movie. I'm
going to some ice cream.
like, why don't you love me, JD? Like, oh, fuck. And like the entire like
it's amazing. We've talked so much about Forrest Gump out of any character I thought on this list.
He's nowhere near annoying as the Transformers guys.
Oh.
And he's nowhere near annoying as a lot of these other guys. He's nowhere near annoying as fucking Julianne Moore in Psycho. So,
well, I guess because the popularity of the
that's
character.
That's right. Yeah, people are... They have characters flawless. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, all right. Like, do you remember when we were in America? This is the... When we were parallel?
This is
the actual bench Tom Hanks sat on.
Oh, shit. I'm like, why is it outside then?
I'm like, good. Do you know where the toilet is? You're good.
All right. Number 8 on my list goes to a very small independent movie.
A movie?
Yeah, movie. It's a movie. Yeah. Based on character. And see if you can guess it. This man was the writer, director, star, producer.
First Blood.
No, hey! His name was Johnny in the movie. Played by Tommy Wiseau.
The Lube. Johnny.
I don't know if I find him annoying.
He is absolutely talk about fucking stupid. That man. I only didn't put him higher on my list because he's hilarious. But that guy, worst actor ever. Worst portrayal of a character ever. Ah, you're tearing me apart. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Dead.
But it was funny, at least. Yeah, you can laugh funny, at it.
But that shit was meant to be serious.
Is it? I don't
Tuxedo
know.
Playing football.
I love his excuse. People, if you haven't seen that on the DVD, they put it to him. Why did you have them in tuxedos playing football? He's like,
why not?
I'm like, all right. It's hard to argue against that.
But, oh my God, the only one who was probably more annoying in it was that fucking wife of his. The blonde bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh. That kid?
How's your sex life? I love that movie. I love that movie.
If you have not seen it, it's a movie you must
see.
Yeah,
any film person is going to see.
Because, I don't know if Cody's seen it, but my God, if you haven't, we're putting that on the list for you to watch.
We'll do a review of it. Yeah.
But there's a dialogue he delivers.
It's terrible. Like, don't be wrong. I don't think he's fucking Marlon Brando. Really.
I'm sick of this world.
That's right. The ending
where he shoots himself. Sorry if I spoiled it, people.
Why is it called The Room?
No one knows!
If it was just in one room, I'd get it. That's like calling Rear Window The Room. That would make sense, but this doesn't.
See, the thing is, I got accused by my mum, dad, and JB last night for watching that cop car movie with Kevin Bacon. It's not that bad, but the ending's weird.
Yeah.
And they had to go at me for watching Maggie with Arnold.
Mm.
So I said, boy, if you want to turn those two movies to bad, I've got one for you. It's called The Room. So next time, I'm going to put that on for them. But at number eight, people, Tommy Wiseau's Johnny from The Room.
Another controversial choice I've got, because a lot of people are going to disagree with me, Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, thank you. I didn't put it on my list, but yep, thank you.
I'm in the middle of...
That is a fuckwit.
I'm in the middle of a Lord of the Rings marathon.
Sam.
I'm in the middle of the Lord of the Rings thing at the moment, and I can tell you, every time, because I just finished watching 2 Towers, every time Aragorn came up, I was like, stay here. Because Frodo... I'll give him credit for taking on the mission. But then does he do anything else?
He gets saved from the entire time.
But like, by his own hobbit friends.
Yeah, he's
like, Sam, why do you talk to Gollum like that? I'm like, fucking shut up! Every line you've cut is annoying! It's just annoying. It's part of the reason.
From the moment he was stabbed by the ring race,
Twice! He gets stabbed. Twice!
I thought you'd get stabbed by the spider.
Stabbed by the spider.
Yeah,
stabbed by the ring wraith. Stabbed by the orc, the cave troll.
I forgot about that!
And it's just, he cries all the fucking time. There's a bit at the end. He just survived. Poor Boromir's got 58 hours in. And he's just standing at the boat. Yeah, not getting in the boat. Sitting, like crying with the ring in his hand. I'm like, get in that fucking boat! There's orcs up there! There's orcs in them hills! Fucking, how people like this guy?
Sam would have been a bit pro.
And for me, like, when people say, why don't you love Lord of the Rings? It's part of the reason why I don't. He mars it for me. It's like the character's
annoying. Yeah, but you raise a great point. What does the ring do?
Since you go crazy. But that's just it. I don't like, even when I was watching the Saga one last night, the way he goes crazy, he looks a bit dizzy. Sam's the hero. It's weird. Because when I was I first saw it, I thought, oh, Sam's fucking annoying. And no, it's not. Sam's the good one. It's Frodo who's the fucking annoying one. He can't do anything. Even in all the battle scenes of that, he doesn't do anything. He just has to be saved all the time. It's fucking annoying. His dialogue is bad.
Willie Scott as a male.
Yeah, but the whole thing is Willie Scott's supposed to represent, like...
Willie Scott, the woman from Temple of Doom. Yeah, if you're not
Willie Scott's supposed to represent that old age star. So that's why she screams a lot. I'm not defending it, but that's why that is.
Oh, well,
you're supposed to like Frodo.
No, you're not in the
movie. But in the movie, they portray it like you're supposed to like him and root for him. I don't care
Sam.
And because I don't care about him...
Frodo, I hate Merry, and I hate Pippin.
Those two were better in the...
Sandman Redemption. Yeah. Why I'm like, you know what? I can respect Sam and Frodo.
Fucking go off on your
fucking boat, drop anchor, and leave yourself.
He's dumb. He's dumb. Like, Sam's like, Gollum's leading us into a trap, and he goes, why do you treat him like that? Oh, fucking, it's Gollum. What do you reckon for? What do you reckon for?
Because he looks like a charming person.
He's so nice. It's Andy Serkis. He's going to make a bloody career out of it.
Yes. Fucking boy, has he.
But, yeah, so that's Frodo for me. Sorry, I know there's a lot of the Rings fans in there, but I think he's fucking annoying. And just so you think this is balanced, I've got another young character from another movie on this list. So don't worry, I'll get to him.
Well, I can already guess what that one's going to be.
Yeah.
Number 7. I know this is going to be on your list somewhere, but I've got it number 7 because I hate the character a lot, but you will hate it more.
Who?
I'm so good. Jinx, Halle fucking Berry.
She's on my list too. I think it's the one character we might
die have. Another day, and boy, I wish you died right now.
The other thing we probably should have said this at the start. From each franchise, you can only have one annoying character from each. Otherwise, I could have you could have had the cast. Everyone individual from Transformers.
Easily. So, that's why I thought that'd be a cast group role.
Yeah. Why don't you like Jinx?
Arrogant. Yeah. Stuck up. Loudmouth. Interfering. Fucking whore.
Franchise ruining.
Bitch. You killed Bond.
Yeah. And they'll give you a spin-off.
I don't like Halle Berry, for starters.
Yeah, isn't it?
P1 loves her.
Does he?
Made a great storm. That's what he said.
She did too.
He's throwing his laptop right in.
Had a nice haircut. At least I have children aside. But that's not this character.
They tried to force a female James Bond.
Yes.
Not let what happened. Fucking forced it down her fucking throat.
She can't even handle a gun right. Do you remember that bit when she's running, the gun's flying all over the place? I'm like, she's no CIA agent.
Jumps off a cliff, one of the worst blue screen shots of all time.
My God, she's turned into CG, that woman.
It is...
No, I can't argue. And the fact that people were like saying, oh, Bond may be gone, but wouldn't it be good if we had a spin-off of Jinx? Critics liked her in this movie.
How?
I don't get it.
He wants a critic, I guarantee he did.
I don't get it. A lot of people bagged Die Another Day, reasonable, but they liked her in it because she was a strong female character.
Like, it's got nothing to do with a strong female bullshit.
Hey, I just gave praise to fucking the chicken Mission Impossible. Like, you can do that. Don't make her fucking obnoxious.
It was the, you know, I get the...
She knew everything.
The thrust of it.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Do you remember when she walks out of the surf? And she's
the iconic shot.
She's twitching her hips.
Knocking her tables over.
Dean Whitehouse at that point. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Shattered out, pointed the room. Look at her. Just look at her. Look at that scum. And, you know, I had no defense against it. Me, the Bond nut. It was pretty terrible. I was like...
You enjoyed the view? Like, yeah, move the fuck out of the way, bitch, so I can. The fucking rude bitch.
And just even the way she fights at the end. She can't even take her jumper off, right? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, rips the jacket off. Yeah. Throws her chest. Oh, yeah.
Eat this, bitch.
You know what? I'm moving her up. Oh, I was wrong. You're moving up the list, bitch. No, I'll still keep you at number 7 because I know you're.
She was my number 1.
Oh, really?
Yes. Or, I don't know. I haven't figured that out, but she'd be up there.
Yeah, you should be up there.
She'd be up there.
But anyway, that's Jinx. No, her name. What was her full name?
It was too long. I'll always be a Jinx to you.
Yeah, you were, bitch. You killed Bond.
Yeah.
It took him to get a blonde unknown Bond.
We're going to have to reboot this bastard.
Have to stuff that duck all over it.
Yeah. Who's my next one? Okay.
Your number...
I don't know. Because, we'll have that as a shared one. I don't know. Okay, next I've got... Quentin Tarantino's character in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, what was his name?
Jimmy? Was it Jimmy?
I don't know, actually.
But he stops.
There's another controversial. People, how dare you attack Tarantino?
I'm going to attack. Look, even people who think he's a great director.
What about he's Australian and character? I was going to say Casablanca.
Django Unchained.
Casablanca.
He's an Australian. Yeah, that character was terrible too. But I wasn't big on Django Unchained. Pulp Fiction, I think, is a really, really good movie. He stops it dead. It strikes for about 2 minutes.
It's the
Bonnie makes shit coffee. She makes shit coffee.
Wouldn't he turn into Jaworski?
The shit. Look at the script. It's nothing. Nothing. Shit. I hated him in this movie. I think
I'm a Tarantino.
Dead nigger.
Whoever turned.
Yeah, that's it. Does it say dead nigger? Like, stories, because it's fucking not there. All right, he's saying this to two fucking cool actors.
That's
John
what's
Travolta
annoying me.
And Samuel L.
He's
Jackson.
Intimidating too.
He's not intimidating.
Gangsters.
He's
no, but they were. They're intimidated by it.
He's not.
That's a good one, actually. I never even thought
he's
of
just
that.
A pain in the ass. I could put him because I think Tarantino is bad in this. I think he's bad in Death Proof. I think he's bad in I don't think he's bad in Dust Till Dawn.
Oh yeah, because he played a fucking psychopath.
I think
who was quite
horrible in Django Unchained. Simply horrible. But this stopped the movie dead for about 2-3 minutes.
He's pretty annoying in that, though.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
In this, I don't think he's supposed to be that annoying. And, like, I mean, it's... And then Harvey Keitel wanders in and fucking saves the day.
He's like, yeah, he's a ghost hunter.
Yeah, but the... Yeah, I just... I think Pulp Fiction's a great movie, but something more annoying than a good character... a bad movie being ruined by a bad... having a bad character in it is a good movie having a bad character in it.
Yeah.
And this is a good movie with a pain in the ass character. So,
no,
yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that at all, because it's good to... The only positive about that is he's only in it for a very
yeah,
short
that's true.
While.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. In fact, most of the time, if he could not be in it at all, imagine what the movie would be like then.
Or maybe just hire a different actor who can act.
It's true. But no, he wants to be Tarot Hedgehog, you know?
He's fucking bathrobe.
Yes. Like shit.
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 Speaking of shit. number 6 on my list. For a movie, I think you might have seen once.
What?
I mentioned this just before. It's a character who, if I say the name, his name was Jimmy. Do you know the name Jimmy?
Jimmy Olsen?
No, Jimmy Corral.
No, I don't know.
No, you don't remember? He was played by Edward Furlong in The Crow, Wicked Prayer.
Right, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I'm going to have to watch that movie again.
Oh my God. When you are resurrected out of a fridge.
What? Is he Zool? What?
He's killed and is resurrected.
Are you serious?
And he comes out of a fridge.
It's a fridge. What?
I'm fucking serious. This movie is
people
so...
People said Indiana Jones had a bad fridge scene. What?
They bury his body in a fridge.
He's resurrected in a fridge. What? All right. Yeah, keep going.
No, look, I can't do this movie justice. You need to watch it to see.
I've seen it once.
I'm a Crow fan.
I've seen it once, and I remember thinking, it was pretty bad.
It is abysmal. It is a disgust. It is like I might as well dig up Brandon Lee, piss and spit on his grave, dig it back up, and then put him in a fridge. Because honestly, the character Edward Furlong by this stage was going through his completely insane stage. He was getting really fucked up with drugs and God knows
I
what.
Actually, you know what I watched when I was away was The Green Hornet. He's in that for maybe 20 seconds. I'm serious, and it's like fuck. And he's playing just a drug dealer who's like a henchman. That's it. I'm like. My God, what happened to you?
A lot happened to him.
Most of it could be injected.
I think it was a true story. Because he was clearly...
He's probably better off at the ending of that than he is now.
Shot by that black student.
Yeah.
But you win by top 6. I mean, I would put you higher, but I'm basing this also on the film. But the character itself of your Crow...
I've got a funny feeling I know... Your number one's going to be one of two characters. I think.
But it's getting up there. But yeah, that was my number 6. Jimmy Crow. Spit at me.
What number am I up to?
You'd be up to number 6. Here we go.
Tim and Jurassic Park.
Oh, yep, good. I haven't got that on my list. I was hoping
you would. The kids.
God bless you.
What do you call it? Do you think he saw his Rex? I think the girl.
I call it Big Box Office.
I think the girl is not that annoying.
She's
but
irritating, but because she's older,
But every line this kid has is like, Tim the Big Human Toast.
What?
That's what Alan Grant calls him after he's zapped off the wire.
Yeah,
he's in you know where the famous raptors in, and Alan goes, "You look like toast, the big human Tim, big human toast." I can't remember that. Something like that. I don't know. And then Samuel, I'm off. Going to go see if Ned Ross.
So great. He's making a joke about a kid who just got electrocuted.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. But just the whole...
Don't steal a line from Ghostbusters.
The kid just annoying. He is. He's not as annoying as other kid actors, but he's pretty bad. But I think he's actually a good adult actor.
So much so, Sam Neill gets out of the car, gets into another one. Which car are you riding?
Your book had plenty of pictures, but I'm like, oh, shut up. Shut up.
Your best scene was in part two where you didn't speak.
he's actually the main guy in the Pacific.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and he's good as an adult actor.
Is that him?
Yeah, he's a great actor, but not
shit.
As a kid, he's fucking annoying. Like, it was at that Spielberg was just casting, like,
little
he used to kill him off in fucking Jaws, but now then he just turned him cutesy and fucking. I think the girl in Lost World, like, she does something that annoys me more, but her own character isn't as annoying.
Fine. Her acting was fine.
As Tim in Jurassic. His jokes are bad. He fucking annoying little
Jurassic. Let me give a word to you. Stay away from kids because everyone you have them fucking irritating.
Yeah, next one should have. Well, why don't they have? Yeah, here's the thing. Imagine adults in danger.
Sure, just put it out. They should like Sam Neill.
Well, they did that. They did that in Jurassic 3.
Oh yeah, but just I don't know what we're gonna do with the next Jurassic World, Jurassic Universe.
Doesn't matter. It'll make money.
Really?
The thing the last one taught me: it doesn't matter what the quality is like or whatever.
Make as much as every look. People love dinosaurs, and it was years since Jurassic 3. So people went out to see it because that's the only reason it could have made that much money.
Yeah.
Being as good as it is, I mean, come on, beat Avengers and shit? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no one saw that coming.
That's insane.
Yeah, no one saw that coming. But, yeah, Yorga.
Number 5. This one I really wanted to put higher.
Yeah.
But the character's been done well in other reincarnations. But this reincarnation... Oh, my God. And it's not called
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No. And it's not called Selena Kyle. It's called Patience Phillips. Halle Berry, you make the list again.
I'll never forget Mickey. I'll never forget Mickey as soon as the name came. Patience? Patience? It was like the Hansel and Gretel episode.
Hansel?
Patience?
Catwoman. Halle Berry, you make that list twice. That is unbelievable, girl.
I should have put another rule. Only actors. I can't have two
She
characters.
Could have made it 3 times if I put Storm on it. Lucky I didn't. But,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, Catwoman.
I'll have a milk.
Holy shit, was this character just...
That movie was a disaster. It really was.
This was not long before... Batman Begins came in, I thought, that's what it's going to be.
It was a year.
I don't want to see it.
I'm out. DC clearly have no idea.
I was like, this can't be
who worse. Who thought of that idea? Like that? Who would want to see Catwoman?
That's what,
like
I don't
this
get
vanishing cream.
Who wants to say it? Like, Fantastic Four is probably the worst superhero since Batman and Robin. Please don't forget about Catwoman. It has, I remember...
I feel your powers.
Yeah, I feel your powers. And they dare have a photo of Selena Kyle as Catwoman. A fucking... But the open... I kid you not. I remember we put this on. 10 seconds in. What the fuck is this shit? It's showing all the bloody Roman paintings.
Remember Dad came up, I'm out! And doing Dad walking. Like the Egyptian... Whoa! Like the Egyptian credits. Everyone. I remember there was like 15 of us. Whoa!
What is this shit?
It was like the mullet. It was like a mess. Like if you opened the yard.
Yeah.
Like with the...
Cat. Like, fucking cat breathes on it. Brings it back to life.
Vanishing cream. Oh, that was the one. We should have a plot where we're
invincible
cream that heal that makes people look young.
But just the character, the
making
dialogue.
Me want to watch it again.
No,
oh, the movie's like
the movie is horrible, but the character is what makes it. You fucking the basketball scene.
Oh, yeah. With Benjamin Bratt. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And remember on the bloody when they go to the carnival and they're on the just going around on the lift.
Yeah.
Oh.
The fucking costume, the whip.
The costume was awful.
The
milk.
And then she wipes the fucking milk. Oh my god, Halle Berry. Stay away from comic books. For all time. You will never get your own spin-off again. So Storm, stay away. You're never having a fucking spin-off after Catwoman. Yeah, that was my number five.
Oh, I don't know if this is my... I don't know what I'm up to, but... This one hurts to this day.
This one hurts.
Anakin in the Phantom Menace.
Yep.
Yep. This one hurts. This one... That's all I got to say. Look.
Are you an angel?
I
don't think words can be spoken.
It's just Darth Vader is one of my favorite film characters.
I'll agree with you, P1. This is the one reason he wouldn't be an icon.
And, I mean, people say, oh, Hayden's terrible. And all. Jake Lloyd in this role was just...
Jake Lloyd was where it was like the beginning. This is the kid who's meant to become Vader.
You're supposed to like him. You're supposed to like him. It's just too much. It's just everything was just to make him so likable, and you know, say, doing one line is like, this is pod racing, and it's just
Mickey Mouse.
And it just doesn't. It's to this day it hurts. It just does. I mean, it's just it was.
And I remember the denial on all of
it. It was all right. But even forgetting the movie, it was just the mishandling of the heart of Star Wars, of what. The crucial character in the trilogy, like in
he is. I mean,
in all the films, really. I mean, and it's sort
fucking
of
hell. He's goddamn helmets in the trailer of the new one. He's dead.
I mean, it's just people can say Jar Jar's more annoying. Yeah, he probably is, but he's. I could say, oh well, he's just a fucking annoying character. This is the main guy. This is supposed to be the main character, in you know the whole. The original trilogy is about getting him back.
This is
to
a character
that shapes the universe.
Yeah,
the whole. You're supposed to want, at the end of Return of the Jedi, him to become this guy again.
And you get to go... Yeah, I'd rather him stay Darth Vader.
Don't know if he's... I won't say the other character from because you might have him in your list. But
No. If you're thinking I put Captain Panaka, I did not. I did not have Captain Panaka.
I really thought
because
you
are so forgettable that I fucking hate you so much. I could add him to the list. I could have, but, you know, I'll add him to the...
I do not agree with the Jedi on this list.
I might have to do a joint 11.
How notable is it that he didn't... He was so... Clone Wars over 120 episodes or whatever. Didn't have him once. Not once. They were willing to have Jar Jar, but not Captain Panaka.
No, okay, the reason I hate Captain... You know what? I will put him as honorable mention. He is a character who is just completely negative. Everything from the opening word he speaks is negative and disagrees with everyone. I mean, everything he says, you know, oh, you know, but more likely they're wiped out. Oh, communication disruption should be one thing, invasion. Oh, I don't agree with the Jedi on this. You arrogant fucking cunt. You're just a goddamn security guard.
Yeah,
you're no different what Mr. T was to Mike Tyson.
I think we've mentioned his strut.
Oh, that line at the end where he's like,
the Queen.
Kiss your trade federation goodbye. Struts up like Daniel Craig walking on screen.
Straight out of the franchise. Oh. Straight out.
Worst fucking... You know what? He is. Before I think about it, he's number one.
I don't know, because who's my next? My next...
I was going to put him on
How did you not put him on there, for sure?
Well, he fits well on my next one.
No, okay. My next is... P1, turn it off, because you won't want to hear this. Mary Jane in the Spider-Man trilogy.
I have her on my list as well. However, I did a joint venture.
What?
Mary Jane... They were next on my list. Mary Jane and Aunt May. I couldn't separate them.
Yeah, I was pretty good.
I couldn't.
I hate Aunt May too.
Abysmal. Absolutely.
If you followed the comics, you might like it.
No.
I've never followed the comics. So I don't. I mean, Mary Jane would have to be the most pathetic heroine I've ever seen.
Biggest red-headed slut.
Not the worst female character or anything, but...
Close.
She fucking sleeps with all these guys.
Exactly.
And then says, first, but I've always loved you, Peter Parker, who I didn't know, who I only knew as the guy next door.
film. High school guy. Sleeps with James Franco.
Yeah.
Peter Parker she falls in love with.
Yeah.
The astronaut by the start of the next film.
Yeah.
That's and she's going to marry him at the end. She runs off and you're supposed to support her.
Yeah.
Oh. And that guy has treated her perfectly well. Like, it's like taking her to a place and all this shit. Oh, fuck that trilogy. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get the love of that trilogy.
I never will.
Don't get it.
To me, it's the same as the whole prequel thing.
What?
Where people are in denial about the faults with it. Mm. I don't mind them saying it's fun and I enjoy it for being fun.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Don't you fucking dare tell me that shit's well written.
Go get him, Tiger. Oh, it's in the comic.
I don't give a fuck if it's on Pluto.
Yeah, the reason why I dislike Mary Jane is because
she's a bitch.
She's kind of the heart of what Peter's doing through all three films. But you're supposed to want him to get with her. But I can say I'd rather him get with Gwen Stacy or the woman, the neighbor next door.
The third one.
Oh.
How dare you waste your time saving people's lives? Bitch! You left your astronaut husband.
Mind you, it's all right for her to be in a play and not treat anyone right.
A bitch, you left your astronaut husband, knowing what you're getting into.
It's all right because she can do a bit of a dance in the kitchen with James Franco
and Aunt May. Oh my God! Don't you dare! On you. Don't you dare tell me that she wasn't better than Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I've got. Yeah,
that bloody beanie. Whatever the fuck.
Deliver us from evil!
Well, she should have strangled herself with a scarf around her head.
I think Willem Dafoe's like a good actor. And I tell you, you know the weird part? Uncle Ben in that plays...
I didn't like Uncle Ben either. I'll throw him in that list.
Plays Shame in the Batman Adam West TV show. It's like a Western cowboy. I've got me a few cows going to hit you, Batman. That's the way he should have been. That's the way he should have been. I don't know. But look, I'm not forgetting the trilogy. Whatever I think of the trilogy, this character by itself, there is not one redeeming... She has tits. That is the one redeeming quality. And that's not enough. So, terrible character. The polar opposite of what a strong female
should have stayed a fucking vampire.
Yeah.
That was her best scene. Interview the Vampire. Being
Kirsten Dunst's a great actress. Great's a bit loose. I'll give you that. She's a decent actress. But just this character, again, writing, they just... If I don't want Peter saving her, there's a problem.
I don't want him saving himself, because I don't like him.
Yeah, but every Spider-Man movie in that trilogy ends the same. He has to save her from a fucking bad guy. Am I... send her to Antarctica or something. Like, just fuck her off.
Send her to Jurassic World. She'll be safe there. All right. Number three. The character... We all know it's going to be on the list. We've got to put it on. Jar Jar Binks. No, he has to be on it.
Yeah.
I knew you would go the Anakin route, and I'm like, I've got to have Jar Jar on there. I don't hate him as much as other people do.
Mm.
However, he is really, really fucking annoying. But the character could have been redeemed, as I said, if it was all an act.
Mm.
And he was actually smart working with Palpatine.
They did that in Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I can't. Jar Jar could have been the new Chewie. And even, look, for all it's worth, the CG on him is good.
Oh, look, it could have been worse. Michael Jackson could have played him. Like we talked about.
The CG for him was good at the time, but his character is just so fucking dislikable. He doesn't do anything redeeming. That's just it. Forgetting even the evil, like if he went that route. At the end when he's a general, all he's worried about is himself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not... He's a bit better in Clone Wars.
That's the point. There's not much you can really say about the character because everyone knows. Yeah. Yeah, everyone has their own reason why they dislike him. Whether it's the voice, the walk, the annoyance.
I don't think he's racist, though.
I don't either. I don't understand.
I don't really get that. I'm like, okay, is George Lucas because racist everyone... for having every English guy as a villain?
That's the point. Because everyone's like, oh, it's racial stereotype on black community.
It's not. It was him just doing a sloppy, fucking clumsy ass.
It's played by Ahmed Best, who is black. He brought the voice. He brought the movement.
I don't think his voice sounds like a...
No, the point is he brought that himself.
Yeah.
That was him acting the role the way he was wanting to portray it. Yeah. So is it like, is Ahmed Best being racist to his own community? You know, it's one of those things. But,
oh, look, he's an annoying character. I mean,
actually, you know that other one's I had? That kid. Kid Stewart.
Fucking. Well, Astro
Droid.
Finish the racial course. Oh, that movie.
You know what? Phantom Menace has a lot of characters.
Yeah, well, that movie.
You're never going to get it to run.
Yeah, but people say about...
Good God, how you'll be blood.
Say episode 2 is actually worse than 1. No.
Oh, fuck off.
No.
Fuck
no, off. No, no.
Fuck off.
No.
How many more you got? I got
2.
Two.
Yeah. 2.
I've got a film we might have the same 2.
Number 2. No, you won't have this one.
Okay.
The security guard in Batman Forever. Now, don't tell me. Don't you dare tell me he's not annoying. Don't you dare tell me. It's boiling acid! No more!
Listen for 2 seconds!
I don't care! I knew Batman was ruined! Done for! Hang on!
Ow! I love that! Ow! It's a trap! How dare you rip off Admiral Ackbar?
He's annoying!
You might think that's the most fakest pain scream. Ow!
Oh, no, no more! That's what I was saying after the movie.
Hang no more, hang on!
I was like, you are the most pathetic sort of official guarding something I've ever seen.
You hate him, and yet you don't even know the character's name?
I got to know. Joe Griffesi. He's the guy I've known him. He's in Naked Gun. He's in all the Naked Guns. I've studied this man. Because I didn't know what sort of creation brought forth such a... P1's with me, I know. I know. P1, this is one of the worst characters in movie history, isn't it? Yeah, I don't... Security guard, he's such a pain in the ass. I couldn't even bear to give him a
number.
Number two. Because I reckon you'll have another character from this. So I didn't want to take that character.
No. No, I wouldn't have that on my list.
I didn't want to take that character... ruin it for you. So, I didn't hate Val Kilmer as Batman. I didn't mind Chris O'Donnell. So, fuck you, security guard. And you ruined Batman.
No, no, no. Number 2 is the person that ruined Batman.
And that's what I see on you. Say it, you know you want to.
Oh, my God. Tommy.
Yes! Enough said. Tommy.
What's with the name Tommy that fucks up things?
What's so bad about
Harvey? Two-faced Dent.
Sorry, it's just... I remember your reaction when it came out.
I just
remember your reaction. That's not Two-faced. That's not. That's not him. What have you got against Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face? Start from the start.
Okay, sit down. It's going to be about an hour.
Grab your
from the opening scene you see him in. From the opening words.
You're getting on the winged adventure.
That opening line is great. Yeah, he's calm, waiting to save you. And then he's like, oh, this might be cool. And then he goes down, your favorite character, security guard. Like, holy shit. What the fuck has become of this person?
And the makeup.
That look. That look was me watching it. Chris O'Donnell. He dreams of being bare naked with a girl. Two-Face just like, that look was me watching it.
How did you reckon at the end when he's out of nowhere? He's like, oh yes, emotions are true. You've been a good friend, Bruce.
What? Good friend. You've always been a good friend, Bruce.
Don't even know him. One scene. They didn't even know each other. They didn't even talk about each other.
The one scene they had in the original Batman 89, he wasn't even there. He had a sign that said Bruce Wayne. He wasn't even sitting there because he's been Batman.
I hate the way he exits the helicopter the most. I think.
His laugh.
And being the old lady. Being the old lady.
The
trolley.
The rocket.
You know what it was?
I would almost move this to worst movie.
It's because Nicholson was such a hit as the Joker when it came out. Yes, he was.
He was.
They decided to turn Two-Face and same with the Riddler.
The Riddler was... it was almost a duo, because they were almost as bad as each other.
Yeah, but Tommy Lee... The Riddler always had a bit of a comedic, especially with Frank.
That's Grisham. It's a point. He was doing more. I was going to say Frank Grisham.
Frank
Drebin.
No, Frank Gorshin.
Frank Gorshin. He was kind of doing that tribute. And Jim Carrey's a comedian, so it's not... It is his fault, but it's not. Tommy Lee Jones is a great actor. Two-Face.
You got to say it's the director. When you look at all the villains in those two Joel Schumacher movies, they're all...
What is the iconic thing with Two-Face?
The coin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, what keeps ignoring it? What the fuck is happening? Until he gets what he wants.
And then he... Do you remember when... If he does... He won't know nothing.
That is the worst scene in movie history. Right there. Mm-hmm. Is that scene. If you're killing...
Worst scene in Batman.
No, ever. Ever. I don't give Darth Vader... No. Nothing compared to... Batman's been shot in the head. You have him ready to be killed. No, don't kill him. You won't learn nothing. Pause. Bah! Bah! Just laughing. And then Jim Carrey... Like, what the fuck am I watching? What is this?
Trick or treat?
That goes double for you.
Oh.
Double curtains, one and a two, just plain curtains.
Oh my.
That's a P1. Yep, I want a review. I want a review.
Oh, P1, we're doing a review.
Longest review ever. I fucking hate it. Tommy Lee Jones, that's the other thing, because Tommy Lee Jones is a great actor.
Yeah, clearly.
What's the future just before this?
A year and a half before, yeah, and The Client. And,
so Singer going, he fits great.
What? I was so happy when I heard he got cast, too. I was like, that is, you couldn't pick better casting than that.
Couldn't pick it.
This is going to be something. Fast forward a year later. What is this?
Every line he speaks. Just give it us a scene! Like, what the hell is it? I can't even understand a word.
He just recorded every line and just studying it. Like trying, it can't be that bad.
No! Every single line he says is abysmal.
So why haven't you got him number one?
I've got a worse person.
I think we might have the same one.
All right, let's just say number one, people.
Carrie Bradshaw. We didn't even know.
I didn't even have the
word. I didn't even know.
Carrie. Oh, my God.
People, we didn't. People, seriously. This is not rigged. No, we didn't know each other's list.
Carrie Bradshaw managed to tip Tommy Lee Jones 2 months ago or so. When we watched Sex and the City, he was always my most hated, worst character in movie history. And, bitch, you fucking took him down. This was since... Well, how long? 20 years ago? 25 years he's been on my list as the number one hated character.
Sure, I know that. He's showing me the list.
You just ruined it.
Well, this shit. You just paid for this shit, Liz.
Fucking Carrie Bradshaw.
Why do we hate her so much? Did you want to start?
If you could mix a married couple, Tom and Two-Face, Carrie Bradshaw.
I see that movie. I want it to be a sitcom.
I think I could possibly shoot myself in the head.
Yeah. I couldn't lie.
Yeah. If you don't let her buy shoes, she won't learn nothing.
Oh. He buys her that TV that sucks people's brains out.
Oh, yes, I'll have some more of that, thank you.
Now, Carrie, everything that
can be shallow in women.
We said it was the worst movie of all time, so, yeah.
And the thing
shallow. Shallow, horrible.
And the other reason I won't put the other women in them, I hate them all.
Mm.
They're all abysmal. But she's the front.
Central character.
She's the central character and everything that she stands for.
That's the way she acts, Susan. Like, I want to spend more time with you and my husband. I'm fucking off to Abu Dhabi with the girls.
Yeah.
It's not just shallow. Her dialogue's terrible. She cheats on her boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, but it's not really cheating because it's the future. It's the future over there. He won't know. It's fucking just... Oh. Just, we've been through it all before. She's the worst character. I don't know what she's like in the TV
worst
show.
Character from
I don't
the worst
know what
franchise.
She's like in the first movie, but in this movie, she's the worst character.
And look, I would honestly not have put her on this list if I hadn't seen it. I would not have put her. I would have been an honorable mention because I've seen bits and pieces from the show, and I fucking hate her.
But we've seen one of the movies.
So Tommy Lee Jones, you better thank her. Because she just took you off my number one list.
Good taste to be number one.
Good she, huh? It's amazing that you had two characters from Batman Forever as two and three, pretty much, what, three and two, two and three. Yeah, no, two and one.
No, two and two.
Oh, because I would almost have Kerry Bradshaw and Two-Face as a draw.
No, I because he's just, that's just a bad
character. The thing.
But this is
no, it's not a bad character.
He's a bad creation.
Yeah, but yeah, personification.
So if maybe Aaron Eckhart's Two-Face wasn't around, I would have had him still number one.
Yeah,
but I can say, you know what? I've got the animated series and Aaron Eckhart's Two-Face.
That's right.
Whereas Kerry Bradshaw, there's fucking Kerry Bradshaw.
I just hate everything. Like, she's one of those characters. Every time she's on screen, I want to leave the room.
That's just wearing like a giant hat.
What about the umbrella? Just wander around the desert. Getting some slave.
Everything is superficial. Money,
shoes,
power, yeah. Shoes. It's like everything I hate.
I don't hate shoes, but I hate...
I've got to wear them, but yeah.
Yeah, but you've got to make a movie where that's the person's only interest. Yeah.
Go to the market, $20 for shoes.
And especially since people look up to her. I mean, that is just...
Who would look?
It's scary. That is scary.
Like, if I find one person looks up to Two-Face, I'd shoot him.
Yeah, but no one's going to look up to Two-Face. A lot of people look up to this woman, this character.
That's why.
That's scary shit. That dude. Yeah.
And we didn't know each other's list. And we didn't have as many as we thought. I thought we'd have a few that were... But I'm surprised you didn't have patience.
I mean, there were other characters that I was thinking of putting on.
Oh, there's
there.
A lot.
I mean, but those are the ones that sort of jump to mind. I mean,
you could do a top 10 most confusing movie character list.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
you have anything
by David Lynch. Rocky
from Robot.
In what from what?
The Rocky from Robot. That makes no sense.
I thought you said Rocky Porn.
I wonder if that
they actually did. You know what they've made? Lucian, they've made a Jaws porno. Have you heard about this?
No way.
They've made a
no
Jaws
way.
Porno.
This no way.
Has sex with Hooper as the shark comes up and he slides down into its mouth after coming. I'm not joking.
Oh my god!
I'm not joking. You know, my penis was so limp. No distress signal been sent. That's a fucking long show, and I'm tucked.
That was a top 10 list for you people. Apparently, P1 wanted to do us top 10 summer movies, but you know what? We thought it was more fun.
Yeah, more fun. But also, we haven't seen...
What's my worst movie this summer? Jurassic World. Okay, no, it's not.
I don't know. Terminator.
Yeah, it would be easily Terminator. Easily Terminator. What would be your favourite that you've seen so far?
This summer?
Yeah. Well, this summer.
Mad Max.
Yeah, I'd probably go Max. I think I'm biased, but it's probably the most fun I had.
Mad Max, I want to see Inside Out, the Pixar one.
That's a very good film, but I mean, as enjoyable, it's just Mad Max.
And I mean, lately I've seen a couple. I enjoyed Ant-Man.
I enjoyed Ant-Man. Straight Out of
Mission Impossible. I think Jurassic was a little bit overrated.
Yeah, look, it's a mid-range thing.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I didn't dislike it, but I think Avengers was a bit better than it. That's my...
I like to ask P1, what does he enjoy more, Straight Out of Compton or Jurassic World? That would be interesting, because I know he loved Jurassic World, but he loves Straight Out of Compton.
Well, Tommy loves Straight Out of
Compton. Oh, God.
He said it's one of the 10 best movies ever made.
Okay, I don't like it anymore. But you know what, I guess it's time to... Finally, we're very
sick. That's two fucking 2 hours.
That is our longest show ever.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, up there. It is. I think it is the longest.
Well, the start of the year. Didn't we do the movies we were looking forward to for the year?
That's 2 hours. Yeah.
But hey, there's that woman's husband, Mr. Hall.
Oh yeah, they saw him, Mr. and Mrs. Hall. I forgot you two old shits were sitting there.
She's asleep.
And she
was too small and dry.
He's twitching around. But Mr. Hall, what did you Yeah, what did you think of... Yeah, I know it's been about 2.5 hours, but what did you make of the show? What did you like? What did you think about it?
Who are you? I mean, I don't know your name.
I don't even know your name. What did you ask us at the start?
We sit there for 2.5 hours, you old fuck.
Fucking clueless. Look, he's looking around like it's our fault. He could have asked us ages ago.
Well, here's some drumsticks, you old cunt. Play us out, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time.